Hey, what's poppin'? Here comes the weekend, everybody. Because it's the Friday show with Drew and Mike in the deals in the D.com studios. Full house. Trudy, Mark, Brandon, Suves, and much activity. Oh my God, you think you're ready to go? And then all of a sudden, what? A Hulu documentary on Hillary Clinton and
wow. That's going to occupy your weekend.
How was it?
Well, there's some pretty wild disclosures about
what?
Bill.
Whoa.
He's talking a bit candidly about Monica Lewinsky. I mean, what else would people be interested in?
Yeah. Why would she cherry pick Monica? I mean, there's so many.
Shouldn't this have been something they should have done a while ago? It'll probably humanize him a little bit.
I don't think it humanizes him at all.
No.
It makes him, well, just to...
I bet you he doesn't apologize.
Probably not, although he did say that...
I already did that.
Apologize to everybody in the world.
I feel terrible to find her life. Oh, that's why he hung her out to dry for all those months when they had his people going out saying she was a stalker until the DNA came in, and then it was, I guess something went on there. And he's actually quoted saying, I did it to manage my anxieties.
What, got a BJ?
Yeah. Here's something that will take your mind off of for a while right there, at least for 5 minutes.
I worry about the Clintons attempting to humanize themselves, what that means.
I'm having anxiety flashes and sharp shit pains in my stomach.
I wonder if a cigar in there would relieve some anxieties. I've never done that before.
I need to go on the Lolita Express. Like. The Lolita, that'll cure some of my anxiety, too. My buddy Epstein.
He said they went through some painful marriage counseling after. And his only comment on that was, that really sucked. That was the moment I wondered if being in a 20-year intern's mouth was really worth it.
Like
you have some big old titties, though, damn.
Like the time I had to wake her up to let her know the report was coming out.
Remember that? Oh, yeah, you had to roust the beast.
Yeah, it's true, yeah.
Last time I'd seen jugs that big, two hillbillies were blowing on them.
Yeah, he's...
There's
a sense of humor about it.
Do we actually have the trailer?
The view
or no?
Nah.
Okay.
Did you see, it's not real. I mean, really,
no,
it's just not.
I don't care to see it if it's not.
She was on The Tonight Show last night, too, which
great.
Is equally not worth watching. I watched the whole thing, and I found myself yelling at Jimmy Fallon a lot.
Ugh.
Not even her, just I was yelling at Jimmy Fallon. And then they played a fun little game together.
Of course, because he plays fun little games with everybody.
So it is so
I hate Jimmy Fallon at moments like that.
I know. I know.
Stop it. Why would you have her on anyway?
Because she's, well, I mean,
to his audience, which are supposedly hip people who want some late night entertainment before bed, is that really fun and cool?
That's kind of a buzzkill.
Seeing Hillary play a game? Making believe that she's a lot of fun?
So dumb, too.
Let's play make believe Hillary's fun.
And he's like,
that game might be fun.
He's asking her about the coronavirus, which she's just a grandma from New York now. What does she know?
I suspect she had an answer.
She had a very long answer, and then Jimmy coughed, and hilarity ensued.
Oh, man. Well, 2020, you could be 2020 in 2020. That's our Facebook sponsor, Dr. Yaldo. No glasses, no contacts, no reading glasses. There's only one way to get there, and that's a brief visit and brief procedure at the Yaldo Eye Center. Whether it's LASIK or the multifocal lens implants, Dr. Yaldo would be happy to examine your eyes. He is Michigan's most experienced eye surgeon. And after a quick examination, he can give you the options, and sometimes it's wait and go look at some frames and some sunglasses. So decide for yourself. 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com. And if you're thinking about it, all we ask is you give Dr. Yaldo the first shot. So coronavirus, I can't decide if I'm too paranoid about it or not paranoid enough, because I see people making fun of it. Even a congressman was being wacky today, wearing a gas mask to the House.
Oh, yeah, Matt Gaetz.
That was clever. Really.
What we pay them for.
Really took the wind out of things, I think.
And then AOC was telling us all how to avoid it. And then touched your face.
Oh, multiple times.
Numerous times?
Yeah, The View had, they actually went through yesterday's tape and counted how many times they all touched their own faces.
Yeah.
Joy Behar led the league with 21.
I'm twitchy. Is that what she said?
Yes. Did you watch The View today?
No.
No.
I had it on while I was looking at some other stuff.
I've never watched it, no.
And, oh my God, those clucking hens. I don't know how people watch that. I mean, they're so stuck in the, oh, I can't believe what happened. Did you see what he did today? And they weren't really fighting today.
Oh, well, that's
nasty,
nice.
But, oh, I just.
That's what Hillary should be on. She should be on that show.
Oh, yeah, she can out-talk them all. Mm-hmm.
Show obviously does well, so somebody's watching.
I'm back!
But just before we started recording today, I was watching a story about a cruise ship off San Francisco. And, you know, we were talking about, you know, if you had a cruise scheduled, would you go? And I'm not a big cruise person, so I was like, there's no way I would get on a cruise. I don't care how much I paid for it. There's no way. They'd have to give you a refund, I would think. And sure enough, there's a cruise ship that is now off San Francisco, off the bay, the Grand Princess, and it can't even get close to land.
Once again, just sink it.
It will not let it near. It's banned from docking.
Just push it out.
They had a FaceTime from two sisters
gross.
Who were coughing like crazy on board this cruise ship. And so, of course, that freaked everyone out. They're like, no, it's not coming in. So the Coast Guard is flying coronavirus test kits to the ship.
What? Why? We know they
because
have it.
Because they can't come on land. You're not coming on land with that coronavirus. Well,
they should just all stay. What is it? It's a period of what? How long?
About 2 weeks of quarantine, I guess.
Yeah, whatever.
But, I mean,
20 people are sick on that, right? Did you say that?
No, I don't know how many are sick. Yeah. I just saw the two girls coughing. I'm like, no way, don't let them in.
Forget no, I'm sorry. It's 21 now. 11 passengers and 10 crew members. Just get rid of it. Just send it to the bottom of the ocean.
Get rid of it.
All right, come on. What's the point of saving it?
It is interesting, though. I mean, all these Americans are on this cruise ship, and they are not docking.
No.
Get the hell out. You got on that ship. You got yourself in this mess. You quarantine your way out of it. And let's see what else.
Wait, two passengers traveled on the same ship on a previous voyage last month between San Francisco and Mexico. They tested positive for the coronavirus, and one was the person that died in California.
Oh.
So why did they have another cruise?
Oh, man.
What is anybody
I don't understand. No, I really don't get it. I understand if you've paid for something, you want to get your money's worth, but to be stuck out there for a month quarantining is not, in my opinion, getting your money's worth.
Slipknot has postponed their concerts, too, by the way.
Can we get this song, please?
It's awful.
I cannot listen to that.
But Slipknot had a bunch of shows in Japan, and those are now being suspended.
Whitesnake and Green Day, too.
What?
Yeah. In Europe, yeah.
What about The Show Must Go On?
Well, I mean,
they should have them play in front of an empty crowd like sporting events.
Oh,
yeah.
That's an idea.
That's cool. I mean, that's newsworthy. I'll watch it. Put it on free for pay-per-view.
Yeah,
and I'll watch Whitesnake.
Sure.
Or pay me $5.
I probably would watch a concert playing in front of nobody.
I think I would, too. Yeah. Although I've seen it when Great White played that post-arena football game.
No, but I mean with the full production, you know, fireworks and explosions.
It wasn't a full production for Great White?
Well, I mean, Great White 2018, yeah.
They have downsized their pyro budget. Quite
yeah.
a bit. Since,
well, had some tough breaks.
Yeah.
They blew it all in one show.
Yeah, they did.
The Starbucks has banned their reusable cups. They don't want to handle them. Your reusable cups.
I thought it was nice of Inside Edition to send a reporter in just to test it out to see if they'd fill up a reusable cup.
To make sure it's uniform.
I love Inside Edition.
After they just told us that they wouldn't be filling it.
And then there was the public health director who was spreading the word about, you know, not touching her face. And, of course, touches her face, licks her finger, turns the page, touches her face again. AOC was doing the same thing, as you mentioned. And then Costco is rationing toilet paper and all kinds of other supplies because shoppers are going crazy at Costco. They said
they
demand is through the roof for everything.
They had that video. I'm like, well, that's just Costco normally. That's what it looks like with all those people running around.
Right. Supermarket sweep.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe people were running when the doors open, they're running with their carts.
There's a lot of dumb people out there, Drew.
I mean, that's when I start thinking, God, I'm going to be left starving. I'm going to have nothing to eat in the house. Layla and I will just be here starving.
You're going to have no toilet paper. You're going to have to use a shit rag like Will Forte did.
Well, it hadn't really gotten to that part of the concern. I was more worried about eating.
Hey, why?
7-Eleven will be, they'll stock.
It'll be, the shelves will be barren.
Brandon brought up a good point. Why bottled water? Are we not going to have running water when the pandemic takes over?
I guess not.
Yeah. I don't get that one either.
I don't know.
Does it travel in water?
It's really, it's disconcerting to find out how many people are just really not with it. I mean, the fact that Corona beer would be off the charts for a lot of people, I mean, that right there tells you. I mean, that's just insane. That's so stupid.
I want them to sponsor an event coming up. I think, you know, Corona, yeah.
I don't know how many people would want to be interested in that sponsorship.
Maybe people will go just to prove it wrong.
I guess if they pay for the event, maybe.
What's the event?
But no, people freak
Cinco
out.
Cinco de Mayo. Yeah.
It's called Corona, so the virus must be there with the beer.
And there'd be nobody
it's
there.
In the beer.
There'd be nobody there. They'd have to do whatever the event is. It would be just televised
I
with
no one.
I don't
want to be quarantined at a concert.
You need to leave.
Oh, people.
Kind of like my favorite chocolates, you know?
Why take diet pills when you can enjoy AIDS?
Not anymore.
Yep, they tried AIDS diet AIDS.
Helped me get back into a size 12.
Yeah. Well, that's what AIDS can do.
Try peanut butter AIDS.
Do we have anything going on the Hall Financial Hotline today?
Sure.
We do.
I would say call back Bellevue, but we can't today. We'd have to call back
Harvey.
Rikers.
Harvey's out. Harvey's at Rikers. Yeah, that's awesome.
Finally.
Can we, do we have a number for Rikers?
Yeah. We can find one.
Why not?
There's an Oregon lawyer who ran out on his strip club bill and got busted, if you want to call him.
Oh,
Refused
Brandon,
to pay for the private dance he got.
Did you get the number for the ISIS recruiter?
I did. Yes, that's an interesting scam number that somebody sent in. Apparently they got scammed, and it's something to do with
they joined ISIS.
I didn't understand that.
Okay, let me finish with Hall.
We need to try this number too because we know what's good. The cruise ship's coronavirus cruise ship survivor, the guy that was quarantined. Remember that guy who was popping off saying it's not that big a deal, wasn't that?
Oh,
bad?
The guy in West Coast,
yeah, the radio host. There's a couple other things too.
Okay, well let's. I'd like to call this ISIS recruiter. I didn't realize this was a scam. Huh. I mean, they have people in boiler rooms recruiting for ISIS?
Really?
But is that real? What kind of scam is that? How do they make
the
money?
Story?
I don't know if the emailer is pulling her leg. I can pull it up real quick here.
Well, if you're paying more than 4% on your mortgage before the rate dropped, you should be talking to Hall Financial about refinancing. If you're paying less than 4%, but close to 4%, well, surely you're interested now because it just went down a half a point. If you've got lingering high interest rate credit card debt, and again, half a point. Well, Hall Financial's got 1,200 five-star reviews. If you go to drewandmike.hallfg.com or click the link on our website, fill out the online form, they get back to you so fast. They're super fast. If you think this is a long, laborious process, oh, I got 2 months of paperwork. No, they do it in 19 days on the average, 10 days or less with our recent customers in the last couple months. 248-308-5000. Or go to davidhallmortgage.com. So many ways to contact them at Hall Financial. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 1467435.
Spend your money well.
I don't know why I want to call this ISIS number.
I mean, we
should be nervous about it, I guess.
I think calling it ISIS might be...
He's going to hook you in?
I don't know. I mean, people do get sucked in. It's amazing.
It's going to be such a good deal. You're just going to go.
I think ISIS might be the wrong word for it. This sounds to me, just based on the email, which is a quick one sentence, that it's the equivalent of a phone call, kind of like how...
What's the one sentence say?
It says, I got a call from a call center. They want to teach me the Quran. I think it's ISIS.
Okay,
it's
let's just call them. No, let's just call them and find out about reading the Quran. Instead of trying to figure out what one sentence means, let's just call them.
Toss it out. All right.
I mean, why not?
I was just afraid that they were going to recruit me in college to some weird, you know, like, cult.
You thought you were susceptible to that sort of thing?
I was afraid of it. It turned out I wasn't, but...
It's really weird to think that people get sucked in. I mean, it's nice. What?
Hare Krishna's world is working really hard on students at BG.
Well, there are people... Oh, I love this music. Yeah, I heard this a while.
What a party.
Assalamu alaikum, Maida.
It's the frequently played. It was a big hit on the show.
Huge hit. Number one with a bullet. Multiple bullets.
Mailbox is full and cannot accept new messages.
Look at all the people trying to get ISIS.
ISIS's email or voicemail is full.
Okay. Should we call? Do we have a Rikers Island number?
Yeah, I guess we can call Rikers.
Why not? I mean, we've been following Harvey around. We should probably, we could call the hospital back and thank them for kissing Harvey's ass for a couple weeks. And for keeping alive so you can go to Rikers Island and be anally violated. Hopefully.
Thank you for calling the New York City Department of Correction Information Line. You may also visit our website at www.nyc.gov/DOC for additional information. Please note, calls may be recorded for quality assurance purposes. For English, press 1. For Spanish, press 2.
Rikers Island is
that all inmates are allowed to have 3 people per visit.
Rhythm rules.
Proper attire is required, and all visitors are subjected to be searched. For visiting hours, press 1.
Oh, my God.
For information and instructions how to send money, press 2.
What?
For travel directions, press 3.
I'm here for the gangbang.
For automated information on inmate location, charge, custody, bail status, or inmate property and commissary policy, press 4. For all other information, including scheduling a property pickup, package information,
what, there's no human available?
I think I'd rather be in prison and complete this
phone call.
To repeat this menu,
it said representative 8. At 5, allegedly. So we'll try.
Thank you for calling the New York City Department of Correction Information Technology Service. Your call may be recorded for quality assurance.
We already know that.
Please hold while we transfer your call to an operator. Thank you for calling Inmate Information Services.
I know that's
all
good.
Operators are currently busy. Please hold and we'll be happy to assist you. Yeah, did you know that service is for individuals released from jail are available through the city's 311 phone system?
Come on, bro. Connect
if you or a friend or relative
hey,
just
you
got
take
out
it off
of
the
jail
hook and let me know
need help with
if somebody picks up, we'll just leap in. Hopefully.
Hawk was trying to talk to him, though.
That Northwest Tech is... Yeah, Brandon will interview him for a minute.
Oh, if you like prison food and penis...
I was wondering why I heard that yet. Northwestern Tech is a heating and cooling school in Southfield. HVAC is all they teach. The program is 10 and a half months. Over 50% of the training is hands-on. 90% of the grads get jobs in the field. If you're looking to change your career path or you're looking for a skilled trade, Northwestern Tech... Because people always need HVAC, and people can make decent money after a year, $40,000 to $50,000. Many of these guys. And gals. And they're looking for gals. I shouldn't say gals. Ladies. Girls.
Babes.
And many have their own businesses within 5 years. It can be quite lucrative. NorthwesternTech.edu. NorthwesternTech.edu. Classes start in late March. It's the HVAC school that works. Gals. And... what, are they still giving you voicemail, Brandon? Still yapping?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Actually, it's not. It's better now. Hold on.
Oh, playing tunes?
Is that Kenny G?
Sounds like KG.
This in itself is punishment. What is...
Hello?
Yellow.
I'm here for the gangbang.
All right, well, let me mention GrowGreen while we're waiting, because they buy in bulk and pass their savings on to you, the growers, with deals like ProMix bales for $22, bags of Dairy Dew for $10, and advanced nutrient starter kits with everything you need to start growing today, only $149. And it's the only store in the state with BioBest beneficial insects in stock and an in-house IPM expert to help you prevent or fight any type of infestation or plant health issue. Pass state testing, save money, end up with higher quality end product. With a custom IPM program from GrowGreen, they're in Whitmore Lake on M36, or online at growgreenmi.com. Man, total bullshit. You can't even call and
music's over.
Harangue the new inmate?
Play this at my funeral!
That should be an option. Press 6 if you want to harangue Harvey Weinstein. Welcome aboard.
That could be part of his sentence.
Sounds like a number one hit tune, all right.
Don't you wonder what kind of cell he's in?
Oh, it's going to be a terrible cell, don't you think?
Rikers Island, I don't think there's a lot of it's not a Club Fetty kind of place.
Oh, no, not at all.
I'm hoping he has to shit in front of people. At least.
Oh, God, I'm hoping for those people he doesn't. Can you imagine?
No.
He's the only guy that can clear out a prison shitter.
I want him to have to show off his vagina.
Yeah, but he's going to...
And his scarred testicles.
But you know he takes
whatever it is.
Nastiest dumps, though.
I know, but it'd just be humiliating. He's used to doing everything in luxury. And also to give his penis shots in front of everyone,
too. I was thinking about that. Do you think... Is he going to get drugs while he's in there from people?
No. Oh, well, that's right. People can put it in their prison wallet.
Well, we just had a woman die in Michigan from a fentanyl overdose in prison. Did you see that story?
They get everything in prison. I mean, I never understood that for the life of me.
Well,
how is it that all these people are getting all these drugs? It's like, you can get anything you want. It's like a little village.
Easier than when you're out, almost, because there's such a network there. But what's amazing about this woman that overdosed with fentanyl in the prison system is they tried to revive her with Narcan.
Oh, so somebody has Narcan on the inside?
Well, one of the prison guards did.
Oh, I thought it was one of the inmates.
No, but they wasted the Narcan. I feel bad saying that, but...
Not the,
save it for
be the best use of Narcan.
Contributor,
a prisoner
society,
who overdosed on fentanyl.
Yeah. I just was amazed by that. I would rather have Narcan, maybe, and I'll make sure all EMTs and cops have it.
Record a message.
What?
I'll record one. Yes, I'm calling. This is the Drew and Mike show in Detroit. We wanted to find out how Harvey Weinstein is doing. We're hoping he's being, well... Not any royal treatment. We just want to know that he's being treated like everyone else. Hopefully he has to shit in front of everyone, like I see in so many of the cells. In fact, I'm hoping it's something like Locked Up Abroad, if you guys have ever seen that. What a great show. Check it out. And call back the 248 number if you can give us any information at all on Harvey and his arrival and his health. I know he's using a walker. Maybe he's got the walker in there, you suppose? He said he might.
No way. That thing's long gone.
Anyway, if you do return calls, we'd love to get a call back. Thank you.
Not a chance.
Send this message, press pound, or hang up.
Oh, let's listen to it. Can we?
Play it. 3.
We haven't done it
to re-record it. 4.
What? I'll record what?
Yes, I'm calling. This is the Drew and Mike show in Detroit. We wanted to...
Quality's pretty good.
How Harvey Weinstein is doing. We're hoping he's being...
They spent a lot of money on the phone.
What kind of system do they have at this prison?
We just want to know he's being treated like everyone else. Hopefully he has to shit in front of everyone, like I see in so many of the cells. In fact, I'm hoping it's something like Locked Up Abroad, if you guys have ever seen that. What a great show. Check it out. And call back the 248 number if you can give us any information at all on Harvey and his arrival and his health. I know he's using a walker. Maybe he's got the walker in there, you suppose? He said he might.
I think I better re-record.
No way. That thing's long gone.
Anyway, if you do return calls, we'd love to get a call back. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Your message has been sent. If you would like to try an extension, you may do so now.
Oh.
I didn't mean to send it.
Goodbye.
Oh, you didn't even leave a number.
That's okay.
See ya.
Have you seen, regarding prisons and jail, this Nathaniel Woods is another in Alabama supposed to be put to death? Do you know this story? He allegedly killed three. Well, no, he was convicted for killing three police officers. And a bunch of people are coming forth to give him a stay. But the governor hasn't done it. You haven't seen this story?
Is there good evidence on him, or is it
I don't know
shady?
Much about it. The only thing, let me see it. The only thing
I always assume a death penalty, that they've got everything you could possibly want. There's no questions, because otherwise just put him in there for life.
Well, I was looking for, you know.
It's a death. The death row is almost like life in prison, because it takes 20 years to put him to death anyway.
I was looking for some, you know, news on this or some way to help me think. And I finally found someone I think who can shed some good light on it.
Hey, Twitter world, yours truly. Normally, I try to stay in my lane, you know, when I do my Twitters.
My Twitters?
Tweets. I try to talk about sports, football, and I try to keep it humorous and somewhat informative.
That's a lane of his.
But today, when I was getting ready to go to Costco, which was an experience with this coronavirus scare.
OJ went to Costco?
Should we call the Costco in Vegas? Let him know that
how many Costco's do you think there are?
There's probably not that many.
Yeah, I don't mind calling Costco.
He's in North Vegas.
Why can't we get anybody on the phone this today?
There's three, but only one in North Vegas.
No, it's
my TV, and something struck me. Something I thought was horrible. It was a guy named Nathaniel Woods down in Alabama.
Do you think he did a lot of research on this before he spouts off his opinion?
Oh, he generally is very up to speed on any topic.
Now, this guy was in a house with a friend.
He's a victim's advocate because he's a victim.
When the police officers came, I guess they wanted to talk to him and do something about some previous case.
They made him guilty. He was guilty. He did murder them, but they made him guilty. They played with the evidence to make sure he was guilty, and that's not fair.
So for Juice, the setup is the guy's just hanging in his house, and you know the cops just show up to see what's going on.
As cops
While they
do.
Were there, the friend flipped out. The friend flipped out, pulled a gun, and killed three police officers.
Kind of like I flipped out when Nicole was with that waiter.
Wait, the friend?
Yeah, the friend flipped out.
The guy's not in prison.
Yeah.
Killed him.
He's
now,
dead.
That friend admits it was him. He admit he just flipped out.
Not,
and that Mr. Woods had nothing to do with it, didn't know nothing about it.
He didn't even notice that three people were killed?
I'm
against the death penalty, but if you kill three cops or you're a serial killer or something, well, you know, maybe you deserve capital punishment.
Maybe.
In any event.
He's got good perspective.
Tonight at 6 o'clock, they're planning to execute Mr. Woods.
Oh.
Even though there's no premeditation or anything involved. They gave him a lawyer, court-appointed lawyer.
Three
that lost
cops.
The case.
Who cares
Later
if it's
on, in his appeal,
he didn't kill them.
They gave him a lawyer who quit in the middle of the appeal, didn't tell him. He didn't find out until months later when it was too late. His appeal time had run out.
Wait, he didn't find until months later that his lawyer had quit the case in the middle of the case?
They're executing a guy who admits doing it, who confessed to it, and they're executing his friend?
No, well, no.
Know what he's saying?
No. The friend admitted to doing it and said Nathaniel Woods had nothing to do with it. He's the one that they're executing tonight, Nathaniel Woods. I don't know what happened to the crazy friend. Once again, I'm getting all my news from Juice.
If the guy confessed, then I don't care. He confessed, right?
Well, I don't know if he did. The friend confessed.
No, wait. Stop. Slow down.
What?
Slow down. Hold on. Let me explain the story. So, the police officers go to an apartment where Carrie Spencer and his friend, the aforementioned, what's his name?
Nathaniel Woods
are there. When the cops go in, Carrie Spencer shoots four cops. Yeah. Three of them die. So they're executing Nathaniel, who was just his friend that was in the house.
That's what I said.
Just because he was there.
Yeah, just because he was there.
He wanted the guy to shoot him.
Well, they're calling him an accomplice, but he never had the gun. He never pulled the trigger. He was just there. And
his lawyer quit
halfway. I'm
on
Team Juice.
lawyer quit halfway
That's
through.
Bullshit.
I don't think this dude should die for that.
Thank God he brought this to light.
I'm going to guess there's a lot more to it than just that. Just
I don't
what
know.
Juice
OJ picks
me.
His cases very carefully.
He saw it on TV before going to Costco.
He didn't find out until months later. When it was too late, his appeal time had run out. Yet, they plan at 6 o'clock today to execute this guy. Not premeditated. Knew nothing about it.
No, how's
the guy
you
who
know
did
this?
It completely admits it was all him. It's just wrong.
Is he crying?
I mean, come on. It's wrong. Black guy, of course, but I don't know if that matters
that
or not.
Black guy, of course.
I'm just saying. Take care.
Thank you, Juice.
Wow, he's really getting emotional at the end there.
That's really intense. Well, I'm off to Costco. Buy some knives.
I mean, dude did not have a gun, and he surrendered.
You sound like you're getting really involved in the case since Juice brought it to light.
I don't know. Should he die?
Well, the question is, OJ would have you believe that the police came to this guy. Why did they come to his house, by the way?
So if someone were to come, if four cops were to come into this basement right now, and Zeus shoots them up, all of them.
Okay, how likely is that?
Sorry, Zeus.
That
Zeus
very likely. Is just going to snap and shoot
somebody
four cops.
Would in this room at Zeus.
But that's
I'm
what...
Saying. I'm just saying.
Right. So three of the cops die. One of them lives but injured. Now, all of us, all five of us get arrested. Zeus admits, I killed him. And all four of us get sentenced to death. Is that cool?
No, of course not. Okay. That's why there's got to be a lot more to this than that.
The guy, okay, these two guys are hanging out. This guy's hanging out with a guy who's just about to shoot four cops. I think the guy he's hanging out with probably gets in trouble every now and again.
Yeah,
I think these two guys might be up to no good.
I mean, it's not like they just sent him to death row yesterday. I mean, he has had trials, maybe not the best lawyers.
Well, his appeals ran out.
But still, I mean, there's got to be a lot more to it.
Do we know why the police were called?
Oh, here's a very important piece of information, Drew. He has always maintained his innocence.
Well, just like OJ.
I just read that
OJ
right
did
now,
the same thing.
He maintains his innocence.
I know, that's powerful. Jussie Smollett has also maintained his innocence, always. He's never wavered. You know, most of the time when people maintain their innocence, every once in a while they go, oh, fuck, I did it. What the fuck? Oh, I mean, no, I didn't do it. They'll fail to maintain their innocence for just, you know, a second or two once in a while.
Yeah. Is it believable if four cops come in and one guy can kill? Is it four or three? How many can kill?
Three police officers died. A fourth was injured.
Is it believable that one
I think the friend distracted the four cops while the guy shot him.
Well,
therefore, I want him killed.
I mean, I guess it's possible, but is it likely that one guy would be able to kill three and wound another cop as they break into the house? Or could they both have had guns?
If he's got it. Maybe he's got one of those, you know.
I don't know. All the info I've ever found
assault
said
weapon.
That Nathaniel
assault
Woods
weapon.
Never
assault
had
weapon.
A gun and he surrendered. But I don't know. Obviously, he's an accomplice.
Why are we spending 10 minutes on O.J. Simpson's audacious claim?
Shallow thought.
Is anyone else advocating for the guy besides O.J.?
There's a change.org petition.
He could play Tracy Morgan as a teenager, though.
You're right.
Serious issue, shallow thought.
Get you pregnant.
I think this guy was around a lot of trouble. And if he's totally innocent, he shouldn't have been with that guy.
Let's see.
I mean, he's close to trouble. I just don't believe he's entirely innocent.
A witness from the original trial testified that officers arrived at the home, talked with Woods about a domestic assault charge he was wanted on.
Okay, so Woods the guy that shot the cops?
No, he's the...
He's the one they want to... That's going to be...
Homie. The guy that's innocent is beating up a chick.
Yeah, they jumped on him in the kitchen. Everything happened so fast. This is another witness that was there. Woods quickly surrendered to the police after they entered, according to court documents filed by prosecutors to set the execution date. Meanwhile, Spencer was reportedly asleep on the living room sofa when another man woke him up. McClure, that's the witness, testified that Spencer then grabbed...
The guy that shot the four cops was asleep.
He just woke up, yeah.
He just woke up and shot four cops.
He grabbed a nearby rifle and opened fire.
Wait, the police woke him up? Didn't you say the police woke him up?
No, a friend did after the police arrived.
Oh, there's a third friend there. Is he on death row, too?
The witness, Marquita McClure. I don't know what her status is.
Well, what did the third friend testify about the guy in death row?
Just that he woke up and started... opening fire.
I mean, about
the other guy.
Oh, okay, so the other guy had no idea this guy was going to just wake up and get cranky and shoot four cops.
According to court documents, Spencer confessed that's the shooter, that he shot in a, quote, knee-jerk reaction when he saw one of the cops holding a gun. Woods was arrested as an accomplice.
He's holding a gun? Then why didn't he shoot the fucking guy when he shot the first bullet? The guy wakes up. Oh, what's going on? Oh, my God, there's four cops here. And the cop's holding a gun, and this guy has time to grab an assault weapon and just go before the cop even shoots him.
Is he sleeping? Yeah, you did.
I'm sorry. The guy wakes up. I mean, out of a deep sleep.
Yeah.
The guy's getting arrested for domestic assault in the other room. He's crashed through all of that. He wakes up with a cop who has a gun to him, and he's able to grab an assault weapon and shoot four cops.
Before they can stop
him. Before the
him,
guy can even shoot him back.
Shoot him first. That's weird.
So should Nathaniel, who had already surrendered, should he die for it?
Well, there's enough questions.
I feel like there's something, just a little something missing here.
Well,
either it's blatantly racist, and everyone involved in the case just said, "Kill that black guy."
They
all agreed to it.
This is what I don't understand. I don't know what the background on, but this witness claims that she heard Woods, the guy that is supposed to be executed today, threatened to kill one of the policemen earlier in the day. In court documents, prosecutors say Woods was heard screaming, "Fuck the police," and threatened to fuck Officer Owen, one of the dead officers, up.
He's gonna fuck him.
She didn't believe the shooting was
a lot going on in this.
I feel like there's better uses of our time than to dig into this case. That OJ,
I'm going to Costco
now. OJ, remember, claims that he too is a victim, that he did not kill anyone,
right?
And he was victimized because of his race. Which is actually completely not true. OJ was a revered athlete. He was beloved.
Martin Luther King III is advocating for a stay of execution. As
you've just been juiced.
As is Bart Starr Jr.
Wait, Bart Starr's loser kid? Yeah. Well, I was thinking he's like 14. He's probably 60, right?
Bart Starr Jr. Oh, my God.
Jim Price Jr. went to camp together.
If I ever need advocates, I hope it's better than Bart Starr Jr.
Who the fuck is Bart Starr Jr.? His dad was in the Super Bowl 50 years ago?
I'm going to get...
54 years ago.
I'll get Billy Sims the fourth.
I mean, Martin Luther King Jr. is impressive, but Bart Starr Jr. is the second best advocate besides OJ.
Why is it Bart Starr Jr.? I don't. Does he do something?
Not that I know of, except running around saying he's Bart Starr Jr. advocating for some guy at death row that he heard about from Juice's Twitter.
Like we did. I'm sorry to go down this road, but it's nice to hear from Juice. An
awful lot of time to spend on it.
You saw Kim was at the White House again, Kim Kardashian, and dragged all of the people that she got out of prison in there to like thank the president.
So is she getting a lot of hate for that?
Which made me think she is so close to getting a job in the White House. Is she not?
Well, she's an attorney.
She's been there.
She didn't go to college or law school, but she's an attorney.
She's been there like 3-4 times. She's going to get a job soon.
I think she might get off on that too.
Yeah.
I think that might be what she's angling for.
She loved Ray J, now she's famous.
And Trump is. Play it again, please. Bad baby.
She fucked Ray J, now she's famous.
That's well said. I think Kim Kardashian's nutty enough to take the job, and Trump's nutty enough to hire her.
Oh, yeah. I think he likes having her around, so.
I don't know what that gig would be. Yeah, you're right. He would like having her around. Mm-hmm. Well, who wouldn't? She's wonderful. She's an advocate. She's a... And how many attorneys do you know that never went to college? I mean, she's got to be brilliant.
No, you're right.
In addition to having 150 million Instagram followers. So anyway, today I wanted to get started on this quickly, but we've really been distracted terribly by many, many things, including Rikers Island and all that business.
Okay.
OJ. Nick Wallenda, one of the bravest people that anyone could imagine, his prayers were answered when he walked across a volcano in, was it Nicaragua?
Nicaragua.
And this was just... an incredible achievement.
What a thrill.
As you know, if you remember his grandfather,
feet of
who
balance.
At the age of 73.
Old shaky legs, Melinda?
Well, he was 73, and I think he might have had MS or something, or Parkinson's.
There was some speculation that he didn't want to be doing any of that rope walking.
No, they felt he should take one for the Melinda team, that somebody's got to fall once in a while to make it interesting. And so they sent him out on a wire on a really windy night.
They knew they'd need B-roll for future.
Yep.
Yeah, it's the setup for every Melinda gig is, oh, look at what happened to this Melinda.
I demand elder abuse charges be filed immediately, retroactive to, when was that, the late 70s?
That was 73, I think.
Yeah.
So I think we
you know they were pushing him out on that wire. You know, I'm an old man.
Well, they greased the wire.
They were constantly walking up behind him going, Dad! Grandpa! Duval!
Every time I see that, too, I want the guy to grab the wire because, like, you're 73, but you're not fucking out of your mind.
Too bad before he walked, the family said, Dad, never touch that wire. It's electrified.
Yeah, you can only have your shoes on it. So he thought he'd risk the fall.
And there's no video of them on the ground going, hey, Grandpa! No, I'm here, Grandpa!
You don't even hear anyone screaming and pretending they're upset.
Oh, they were happy. You see people scurry out of the way as he fell.
Ooh, he's getting wobbly.
There he is. There's shaking. Oh,
there
don't touch it, Grandpa!
Look at...
Oh, Grandpa, over here!
Oh, Jesus.
Everybody ran away. No one tried to catch him.
Where was...
No one looked surprised.
File charges immediately against the whole Melinda family.
Where was his harness?
Exactly.
He had no harness, Trudy. It was a windy evening. He's 73. Look at the wind blowing on this guy.
Melinda's a badass.
They told him he had a harness. They lied to him.
Yeah, he's got Parkinson's. He's already... It's a pretty tough walk for a guy with Parkinson's.
Oh my God, he's too weak to hold on.
I think he had AIDS, actually.
He did, yeah.
He's too weak to hold on to the wire.
It was weird, too. He did a bunch of cocaine right before he went out there, so he's really jittery.
Yeah, I mean, how many things can you have going against you? And here's Nick Wallenda, though, who is...
Wouldn't that be great if Nick Wallenda did do a couple of lines and just ran across
the thing? On ABC. And they carried it. They were like, you know, normally we wouldn't carry this, but this is so wild. We felt you had to see it.
We're in Nicaragua. It's totally legal. Blow away.
And it's pure cocaine. Straight from Colombia.
Now, I would watch that.
He's got that mask.
So, there's Nick, who is 30 years younger, and he is, you know, we've heard all this. He's crossing over a volcano, an active volcano in Nicaragua. And they're building this up, and the family's so nervous they're going to lose their father, or this woman's going to lose her husband. And first she goes out there and she's doing some stupid, you know, what is that, tumbling through a loop?
Some guy, as your Twitter said, camel toe display. Well, your live Twitter was really funny to watch.
I know. I even used the Telestrator.
Yes. Show where the harness was.
Yeah, I was actually pointing out how effective the Walenda family is at hiding camel toe.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
And, well, I had a lot of complaints about this because ABC is some oversight.
It was all.
They apparently were not told and didn't figure out that there was a safety harness.
What?
That Nick Walenda was cabled and he was not going to fall under any circumstances.
They never mentioned it, did they?
No, they did not. I never heard him mention it. Did anyone hear him mention it?
No.
I have not heard it mentioned in the mainstream media. And I watched ABC this morning. I watched CBS, and I think I caught some NBC, and I don't think anyone... Do we want to hear him first on the wire last night?
Yeah, well, then you can see some of the excitement.
The first outrage I want to point out, though, is him praying to Jesus to help him when he is unnecessarily putting himself in peril, fake risk. It's not even a real risk. So, I mean, he should be praying that nobody finds out about the harness. Or that no one understands that there's a harness.
God's like, don't drag me into this.
But, you know, when you put yourself at unnecessary risk, is it really fair to ask for Jesus to help you?
No, why should Jesus help you?
No, there's people starving all over the place. Kids.
You didn't ask for any help when he walked across that water.
That are telling you that you're not good enough. You're not strong enough. You're not smart enough.
To be harnessed?
Is he reading a script?
I like your point that somebody's going to zip line it after him.
I know. The kids are all going to zip line across it when he's done. Once the cameras are off.
To quicken the pace.
Oh, shut up, Dad. You know it's a harness.
They have clearance to quicken the pace.
Sing a little louder.
Sing.
Yeah.
A melody.
And look, I don't even think he's over the volcano. Does he look like he's on the near side of it?
Not even close.
Of course, your other option is just take your time and enjoy it.
Shut up, Grandpa. Scary, we're putting you on a cable in Mexico tomorrow. With a greased wire. Who's that dude on the right?
Sing a little louder.
This is, I mean, we have to put up with his obnoxious personality.
Oh, I'd love to have a voice like that.
Guys, I'm writing a book right now on overcoming fear.
Uh-oh. Oh, he's overcoming fear, everybody.
Oh, he's
it's
plugging
something
the book.
I've dealt with in my life in a huge way. I can promise you.
Yeah, listen to this. This is when he plugs his book, which is kind of smart by him.
That's bullshit.
Facingfearbook.com.
What, fear that the
guys,
cable
I'm
breaks?
I'm writing a book right now on overcoming fear. It's something I've dealt with in my life in a huge way. I can promise you. There hasn't been many steps that haven't had some fear in them.
Anything
so
talking
you,
like,
you have to
like
take
his nose is plugged up.
In order to fulfill your dreams.
You know he's going to make it. Because he's tethered.
Hear my praises roar.
Leave the Lord out of this.
Get ready for one of the dumbest interviews.
What we allow into our minds, what we allow out.
I think it's obnoxious, like getting praising God for winning a football game. Yes. Like God was watching a game and making you win.
It's not always easy. And I can tell you for the last 2 weeks, I've had a lot of sleepless nights.
Why?
Facing fear.
What, some kid's going to zip line past you and you're going to freak out? And have to be caught by the cable?
He's going to bore everybody to death.
Will have to reveal there's a cable?
It's about you guys who are dealing with fear. You guys are held back from pursuing your dreams or your greatest achievements because of fear.
I think miking him was a bad idea.
Fear of failure.
They have nothing else to do.
It is kind of the worst miking I think that they've had.
You can't be successful without some failures.
Wow.
And I can tell you when I took the first step on the wire, it was a daunting task ahead of me.
No, because there's no risk.
But each step... it gets a little easier. I get closer to that dream.
Oh my God, he's so
closer
deep.
To fulfilling my calling, my destiny.
What is your destiny?
Every single step
You know, if this is so full of Jesus and miracles and all that, then he does not need a safety harness.
Amen.
Pretty steep here.
Whoa. He's got to walk uphill now.
Look, he's not even close to the volcano. He's nowhere so near it.
If he fell, he would not end up in the volcano.
No.
He'd end up in, like, the top part of the...
trees.
Know. Yeah.
That's if there was no harness.
Chris and Sage.
Oh, here we go.
What do you think?
What? Somebody wake up the host.
Yeah, you're one ill step from dying, and you're going to talk to a child.
Absolutely spectacular is what we think. Absolutely spectacular. He's so soft. How's it feeling Chris out Harrison. There, pal?
It's feeling pretty good.
Chris Harrison's credibility is really just times. Zoomed up with this event.
Yes. But still some winds.
A dry hurricane?
Nick, you were getting really hit by those winds.
They were strong. Yeah, at one point I got knocked almost back onto my back foot.
Well, thank God you have the harness. Fake!
It came at me quick and hard. It's really weird. 1 minute it's hot, 1 minute it's cool.
Darling, is the wind blowing today?
During that time, did they hit you?
The gases hit me hard.
The gases
hit me. Started to burn.
Oh, shut
up. Eyes did not start to burn. You have goggles on.
It has certainly done its job properly. But my eyes were burning.
If his eyes are burning, then how is he staying on the wire?
I don't know. He's got...
amazing.
He's overcoming his fear, Drew.
Jesus.
I think that's a safe bet. This time, Mr. Valenda.
I just moved you up to number
one. Who called him Mr. Valenda?
Sage Steele from
Nick,
ESPN.
Transition?
Did you hear what they were talking about there?
Embarrassing.
Sports Center.
He wants to be on the Sports Center top 10. And Harrison goes, I think that's a safe bet. It's like, Harrison, you've never even seen Sports Center. You have no idea what channel ESPN is. On
He doesn't even know what ESPN is.
Mike, I'm starting to Sports Center tonight. Uphill to this finishing line.
You know, it's very steep. It's getting more and more steep. But what happens is the actual stabilizer cables are getting more steep as well.
What?
And that's causing the wire to move a little bit more.
Well, it's supposed to, isn't it?
At a perfect 90, which is the way that you want them. In fact, that's what I was telling my dad
Roger.
About. Out in the middle, I would like those stabilizer cables further
10-4, Nick.
To stabilize the wire more. But beggars can't be choosers, I guess.
Yeah, we're all used to
all
this volcano walk talk.
So the conditions are certainly.
Why are you breathing so hard?
Because we've got hometown weekends and stuff on The Bachelor, so we have a little language too.
If you'd like to speed it up, or if you want to just sit back, relax, and enjoy the view, what is your plan?
That's an ESPN reporter.
Yeah.
Oh God.
My plan is to take my time and make it safely.
I feel kind of bad for her and Harrison because they're roped into this stupid thing and they got to kill all this time.
Well.
This is
for Harrison, this is an upgrade from The Bachelor.
Sure
it's true. For her, this is, I mean, how demeaning.
Yeah.
Having a misstep.
Is she pretty low on the totem pole at Espen?
No, she's not.
What? I mean.
Do we know what the ratings were for this? You know what? Dee sends me the ratings.
Oh, yeah, she does.
Check them out. Thank you, Dee. Who's ever been where you are right now. I'm ready for it. Dee's nuts!
This is maybe crazy to you, but this has been a dream of mine.
Yeah, that's a pretty
what I'm
stupid dream.
All the time to people that anything is possible. Your dreams can come true, even when they seem impossible. And I mean, just getting this wire put in and installed is a daunting task. And man, my crew, my team, my Uncle Mike, my father, of course.
Let's just blow your own horn a little bit.
Two and a half
Dick.
Weeks here, busting their butts. Michael Munoz and Syme. Those guys did
it. Yeah, how much
are
you getting paid?
That's how bad it is. He's starting to give shout outs to kill time.
You know, how embarrassing.
Why wouldn't they be giving statistics like if he were to fall, he would fall? How many feet?
Trudy, that's a great point. You know what they should have done?
Temperature of the volcano.
Because they know he can't fall unless the cable breaks.
They should have sent a mannequin out there and pushed it in the volcano.
Yeah. Right.
And then had another one that was tethered to show what happens if he were to fall off.
Yeah. Well, they didn't seem to want to create any sort of contact. Or content here.
Uh-oh, he's taking the goggles off.
What?
I thought your eyes were burning.
The crowd picking
up. Cheer for the cable. Cheer for the safety harness.
He comes incredibly close
Great
to bringing
job.
It home.
I love the hyperbole that Harrison engages in here at the end.
Yes, thicker than I thought.
I know you hate it.
It hits you quick, though. It hits you quick out there.
I want to see his wife after 60 days in prison, by the way. She's a little overly made up.
Yeah. By Jesus.
Nick, I know you can see your family now, all gathering anxiously, anxiously awaiting.
Yeah, the family that you pretended to put at risk of not having their father for no reason.
Crazy.
Except for self-aggrandizement.
Died and rose again 3 days later. And death was defeated.
Death was defeated.
Whoa, that's not fun.
That's my dad.
Stupid. Okay.
You know what's funny too? At the end, he like runs, sprints off. He could have sprinted the whole way. You know what I'm talking about here? At the end, when he runs.
Yeah, he always does that. He's all cocky.
Oh, he just polluted. He just chucked the goggles into the volcano. That's pollution. Cancel him.
By the way, she's not hot from the volcano. He's hot because he sweats profusely anyway.
See, you have that
piece of history right there.
I think I'm keeping this one, Chris.
What?
And Mary goes running across.
Wait, keeping what?
Nick will end up into the history books in Nicaragua.
What history book?
I want to read that history book.
Oh, he just did the cables. Oh,
wouldn't
that
be great
that?
If he fell off that ladder?
No one going to mention he was undoing the cable? Safety cable?
Rolled right into the volcano.
I mean, seriously, that's like riding a bicycle with training wheels in the Tour de France.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody acts
that's
lose audio?
From the man, Nick himself, Nick Walenda. When we return here on ABC, breathe.
Yeah, I need a water.
Oh, God. How embarrassing for the reporter.
Does he have,
why do people keep falling for Nick Walenda events?
I don't know. You know, it looks to me like this show didn't. Wait, Chicago Med? What's that?
That's
NBC.
One of those. Yeah.
Volcano, ABC.
Volcano.
Oh, wait a second. Chicago Med. Looks like that did a 10.1. And Volcano did 2.6. Is that
what?
Possible?
Ah, that's the end of you.
Survivor did 3.9. Masked Singer 6.2.
Number one show on television right
Looks
now.
It's like Walenda got his ass handed to him.
He said ABC made him. I didn't want the harness. They made me.
He says that every time.
When did he say that?
He said it just recently. In fact,
not on the live show. He didn't say it.
Well, this was published today, but it looks
well, then
like
don't do it.
In 2013.
Do it off TV without the harness.
He did the Grand Canyon without a harness. So
what?
This isn't the Grand Canyon.
Because that was
years ago.
That was a production by the Discovery Channel, and the Discovery Channel said, you don't need a harness. But ABC is too soft.
A bunch of pussies
soft.
ABC is. I love
Discovery Channel. Man, they're brutal.
That's pretty cool, actually. Boy, new respect for the Discovery Channel.
Did you see the interview he gave? I think there's a clip of it on Inside Edition where he's like, no one can ever do this.
It's like, it can never be topped.
It can't be topped. And I think, Brandon, you point out, it could be topped if they did it without a harness.
Yeah. If a guy does one without the harness, I think that would be topping it.
The ratings bombed on it. Yeah, 4 million.
Excellent.
Number, yeah.
I'm so happy. People were not sucked in.
That's way below the 5.25 he had for Highwire live in Times Square last summer.
And what network was
that? Smallest, ABC, smallest viewership for any special featuring Walenda in the past,
past
decade. You're over, Walenda.
I think it's a safety cable. I really do.
He's played out.
Because everyone on social media was bitching like hell about it.
Yeah, and some people,
were bitching about me for watching it.
Some people were defending him, too.
Wait, how are they defending him? How?
Looking for it.
If they had said, look, there's no risk of death whatsoever. These prayers are for the safety cable because there's no risk of death whatsoever or we'd have our ass sued to death. So he's just walking across this, but he doesn't have to worry about falling. Someone if they said that beforehand, I'd have been happy.
Someone wrote, yeah, there's a harness, but I think y'all forget that this isn't about the harness for Nick Walenda.
Yes, it is. That's what the fear is.
The walk and all the others are about Nick overcoming his fears and having the strength to make it across without slipping.
Then why they pay him?
And withstanding the heat and the wind, the danger is that he might fall and die, just like his grandpa that they killed.
Who is the sap that said that? Is that somebody on social media?
Social media.
I was afraid. Oh, would you look at that? He's afraid of me. Why? I don't know.
Go ahead, Trudy.
Chances are you've heard our buddy Jim Bentley is now slinging Superfly rides at Zotford and Holly. May also have heard that now through March 16th, when you buy or lease a new or pre-loved whip from Bentley, you're guaranteed a free dinner at Mesa Tacos and Tequila with me, Drew, Mark, and, of course, the ever-gaseous Brandon. I didn't. Sorry, Brandon.
Oh, thanks.
And if we can figure out what phone number to use, perhaps maybe even Zoov's, we'll make a guest appearance. Plus, it appears Guevara is still employed because the team at Zotford is kicking off their spring zero cash due event to help entice you to get fresh new wheels and score a delicious dinner with all of us. For example, lease a new loaded 2024 Fusion as low as $192 with zero cash due, or lease the all-new 2024 Edge SEL all-wheel drive as low as $222 with zero cash due. Finally, you can lease a new 2020 Ford F-150 Supercrew XLT 4x4 as low as $272, and you guessed it was zero cash due. Hurry, because March 16th is right around the corner. And 2020 and 2020? Drew, pass or play?
Yeah, pass. No, no.
Yeah, you're, okay. You're yeah. Roche. That one.
All right. And Dr. Roche, if you, in your new fly ride, you should take it to Dr. Roche and get your new fly body. They've got St. Patrick specials for the month of March, $500 off breast augmentation, anywhere from one bra size up or possibly getting them firmed up to Katy Perry pregnancy boobies. $500 off. Did you see them, by the way?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wait, no, I haven't seen her. She's so
did you see that picture? She has annoying. The new video that she released.
She's so annoying.
In white, yeah.
I'll look at that picture.
She's so over.
I mean, it's not that her breasts are for anything but the child to nurse on, of course. But
she put out a whole new music video.
I'd like to see how...
Yeah, boobs how were central to
if
that.
The baby has enough to nurse on. I think that's newsworthy.
I'm pregnant. See what it did to my boobs? Anyway, you can do that at Dr. Roche.
Can They'll you give get the you picture, Brandon?
Great advice. Also, BBL, 6 treatments for polishing your shallow winter complexion for spring and summer special for $1,200, 3 treatments of Diva, $3,850 plus a free G shots. And the CBD special of the entire month of March is 15% off for the full line of hemp products for pain management, skincare, pets, sports CBDs, anything. Everything to make you look and feel good for spring with the help of Dr. Roche at 248-338-1110 or go to droche.com. And check out the before and after. It's amazing.
Nice.
Yes.
I still haven't seen a good picture of Katy Perry.
You didn't see the
I
picture.
Got images up here.
Are you talking about the Instagram one, Trudy?
I'm talking about the still photo of the video of her.
Oh, the video. Okay.
Yeah, that she
just
produced.
This one?
I don't know.
Gross. No one wants to see that one. The one of her boobs.
Well, yeah, but there's a picture of her.
Are we looking for a picture that does not exist?
No, you're not. It's okay.
Trudy, did you imagine this?
No, it was, I think it was.
Were you dreaming about Katy Perry's
my
boobs?
Premiere show prep, possibly.
Can we go through the, what was that show prep that had all the coronavirus song, or no, the hand washing songs?
Yeah.
Did they have any gems today in their show prep?
Oh, the 20-minute choruses?
Can you pick one thing
for the
from
song
that
to
show
come on the radio?
And one thing every day from that show prep.
Today's is the story that refutes the Twitter phenomenon of Gene Simmons supposedly promoting KISS masks, coronavirus masks. And
wait, so they're not selling KISS masks?
Coronavirus masks.
Gene denies selling KISS coronavirus masks.
But,
there was sort of troll who put it out there that they were selling him, that he had bought them all. And if nobody wanted to buy one from him, then maybe he has a KISS coffin they'd be interested in. Of course, Gene had to come out and say that was totally fake news. And
so why would that be part of show prep? Because it's fake.
Because Gene said something.
Gene I really question
this. Because Gene responded
service.
To it.
This I really terrible. Question the service. And this Katy Perry picture, Trudy. I'm not convinced it exists.
It does exist.
We've been looking for it for 3 minutes.
This picture,
three
I...
The computer's looking for it.
It is that picture, yeah. Okay. If you look closer...
Trudy, I think this is overly ballyhooed.
The worst picture of boobs I've ever seen in my life.
I was expecting to see something... Maybe
I just
a little more revealing from the baby's standpoint.
I was looking at
it. Expecting titties. Come on.
I was expecting from the baby's point of view to be able to see what
all like looking
was
up
going
from the
to
nipple
be feeding me.
Yeah.
Yes. To know how I was going to latch.
Speaking of celebrities and babies,
Latch.
You know that one? What's her name? The Ashley Graham, that big model, the one that won Maz's bracket. Yeah, she had her baby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She posted this picture and Wendy Williams is ragging on her. She changed her kid's shitty diaper in the middle of a Staples. And everyone's
Ashley Graham?
And she put a picture of it on Instagram.
I'm not surprised.
Here's the story. And everyone's like supporting it. Like it's so, oh yeah, it's being a mom. You know, so is taking the kid to the bathroom and changing appropriately.
If this wasn't
she drives
Ashley
me nuts.
Now, I know Ashley Graham has a shield. Yep. She's overweight, and she wants to tell everyone how beautiful she is, even though she needs to lose about 80 pounds, that you can't, even though she's a model and is frequently nude or barely clothed at all, you can't make any commentary about her body other than that she's beautiful.
Like, here, Trudy, look at that picture.
And she has a shield.
She's changing that baby's shitty diaper in the middle of a Staples aisle, and this lady's looking at her like, what are you doing?
Wow.
Go to the bathroom.
You can do that in your car or any other place. You don't have to,
you could go to the bathroom, too.
And by the way, babies are used to sitting in that, you know.
Their dirty diapers are sitting there, not on the mat, on the floor.
Oh,
package it, go to the car.
I can't believe she's being defended for this.
Oh, by Amy Schumer. She's got the top comment. You're a queen. That's a queen right there.
Oh, Jesus.
She's got her babies.
I'm dying at how great a mother you are. That was another comment.
I feel like I'm just getting further and further from reality these days, depending on...
you know what should have happened, and it would have been just a huge story, is if the manager of Staples walks up and goes, oh, ma'am, can you get that sheep baby out of here?
He'd be fired.
I mean.
He'd be canceled.
We don't want people changing shit.
Unless
diapers.
It was, you know, some complete piece of shit.
But the bathrooms, especially probably
person,
in that
not
Staples,
Ashley Graham has a shield.
Like a dad?
They're equipped.
Yeah, like a dad, a white dad.
With changing tables. Come on.
Yeah, they all do, yeah.
And normally when their kids take a dump in public, you don't snap a picture of it and put it out there on Instagram like, look at my kids.
Oh, she wants everyone to go, you're such a good mom.
I love the person snapping a photo of her with her baby just and a big load of shit on the floor in the middle of the store.
No.
Because that's where Ashley Graham decided she had to change her because she didn't want to carry her to the bathroom.
J-Wow made a comment.
J-Wow?
Yeah.
I'm so glad she checked in.
I know that feeling. Got to do what you got to do. Another great mom.
Is she referring to herself or her child?
I understand that there's going to be moments where you're kind of screwed and you got to change your kid. But this isn't one of those moments. The parking lot's 10 feet away. You can see the doors. The bathroom is another 10 feet away.
Yeah, but then she'd have to do it in her car, and she'd rather do it on the store than in her car. Yeah. She's got to drive in the car.
She eats in the car, too.
So. Yes.
I don't know who this person is, but they commented, you're gorgeous. They're just setting her up. You're gorgeous, but this is too much. A car, a bathroom, not a nasty floor, and then let's snap a pic?
Tell me that baby could be the star of a show called Babies I Don't Care About.
Ashley Graham didn't take the picture, though, did she? Or
no,
did she?
Her husband. No, she's
I don't know. She has somebody who follows her around and takes beautiful pictures of her overweight body that you're not allowed to criticize.
Someone wrote, maybe she's going to have public sex next. She wants more attention so desperately.
No, I mean, it's hard to find her with any clothes on at all.
Well.
And then, you know, when you weigh 220 pounds, to expect that everyone will always say you're beautiful, and if anyone says anything but that, then you're body shaming her, even though she's nude.
Mark's on to something because she's always been known for, you know, obviously posting pictures of herself in scantily clad underwears because she's a big plus size model. But she's also posted, you know, the controversial picture of, you know, the breastfeeding where she's looking at her phone and everybody yells at her for it.
Oh, yeah. She just flops her tit out in this restaurant where there's like a zillion customers around. I personally don't care.
I don't care about that either. And then this, too. She's got to make sure that everybody on Instagram knows that she's sucking milk out of her titty.
Oh, let's see you mix some formula. That's mortar. That's ballsy to mix some formula.
Is this just to people? No, she must have gotten a zillion likes. I'm just guessing that everyone loves this.
I got to tell you.
Comments, please.
I've been going deeper in the Staples one. Most of the comments are how we feel.
5.3 million views on that, just that titty picture we just looked at. It doesn't say likes, but it has 11,000 comments.
Well, let's read some comments for us, Brandon.
Girl, we love you. Oh, my God, that LV pump is a game changer. This is goals. You're too cute. You're divine. This is perfect.
So everyone understands the rules that follow her, that anything she does is wonderful.
Seeing this makes my nipple hurt. God help us in this world full of such attention-seeking that we will exhibit our ability to feed our child on the internet for likes and clout.
Well, somebody got it right.
Yeah.
This lady's mad about the diaper changing because, did you not wash your hands after you changed his diaper? He walked around a store touching things and spreading E. coli all over the place.
It's true. Now there's fecal matter all over that Staples.
And then it just leads to an amazing argument between two dopes.
What? Who's arguing in favor of spreading fecal matter all over the store?
Because you can use hand sanitizer.
And how does she know that she used hand sanitizer? She chose to change her baby in the middle of a store.
I wouldn't be surprised if there's a picture of her using it. Jordan Sparks commented, too.
Oh, Jordan Sparks checking in?
Then there you go, mama.
Oh, so Jordan Sparks is for spreading E. coli in stores.
I think Devil Monkey 82 said it best. Did you bother to even ask where the restroom was? Because no employee would have said it's okay next to the Sharpies. The restrooms and the Staples are generally in the back of the store. Just go there!
Should we call the Staples?
Yeah, let's call them.
If we can find out what city it is.
Oh, we'll never find
out. Where does she live?
Boy, that doesn't seem like it.
Oh, yeah, it's geotagged here.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, while you're looking up the number, I'm going to mention that Art Van is closing its stores. Art Van Furniture.
Yeah.
They've been around forever. Art Van Eslander sold the company to a Boston private equity firm in early 2017. I never heard anything about Art Van even being in trouble.
I didn't either.
Well, he was retiring, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was retiring.
Brilliant time to sell.
He died the next year. It's like he sold it with perfect timing. Or I don't know. Did this private equity company buy a furniture company that was in horrible distress and didn't know it? Because they go bankrupt within 3 years of buying it? What seemed like, this Art Van was around for how long? 70 years or something?
Yeah, it was just 10 years ago. They were buying up all the seats to the Lions so we could watch them on TV.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's,
so they had,
and Art Van's always been a guy who gave, you know, millions of dollars to local charities and put on Thanksgiving Day parades and did all kinds, sponsored everything.
I got a sweet recliner from them.
The chair.
Oh, I've bought stuff from Art Van Furniture. Who hasn't bought stuff from Art Van? Yeah. I mean, is the furniture industry in trouble because of
IKEA?
Internet? I don't know.
And IKEA?
I don't know.
I mean, are the Art Van type stores that depend on people going out and, I mean, don't they have lots of showrooms and
big
stores?
Yeah.
Is that a troublesome thing these days?
They added the mattress store as a kind of a, you know, sideline.
Yeah. The mattress.
Scott Shuptrain Interiors as well.
Oh, Shuptrain?
Shuptrain.
Don't forget Paul's TV.
Art Van Pure Sleep. Scott Shuptrain Interiors in Michigan, Illinois, Ohio, Indiana, and Missouri, as well as select Wolf stores in Maryland and Virginia. The Art Van stores will close in 60 days. Boy, that was fast.
Wow, it's fast. Well, private equity.
There were a couple other.
Turn around, just close.
They usually turn them around, though.
But if they can't,
they don't usually
it's over.
Fuck them up.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't think they gave it away.
How many years?
Hard being a mattress store right now, too, since so many people are buying them.
Okay.
Casper.
They paid $550 million.
Yeah. No, he sold at the right time. There's no doubt he sold at the
company
right
had more than 100 stores. So each store went for about $5.5 million. Size of the company's debt load from the deal isn't known. May not emerge until the bankruptcy filing. Okay. There's also locally here the Rochester High School teacher, special ed teacher, who got 4 to 15 years for having sex with a special ed student. Also giving drugs to students. Oh, no, actually, I don't think it was a special ed student. She's a special ed teacher, as I mentioned. But she was sneaking into the student's home for sex. Had sex in a car while students watched.
That
just doesn't seem like something would really happen.
And those kids didn't videotape it?
No, that's what I thought.
Wouldn't that be the first thing they would do is pull out the camera?
Well, it sounds like
Mrs. Whatever her name is.
Sounds like this guy boned the teacher 50 times. And, you know, in front of the students. And
they're dating.
50, I don't know how many. Yeah, they were in a sexual relationship. And I think there was a second student, and she also gave the kid drugs. Mm. And this just went on and on and on.
Nice.
Like the coolest teacher ever, man.
Well, I mean, it sounded like a good deal. would not make the major league teacher sex scandal team.
I don't think she's going to be.
Don't even think she's going to be in Double A.
No.
Don't mean to be crude, but
it's Deborah. What's her last name?
LaFave.
LaFave. Yeah, yeah. She's number one.
She's MVP.
Still? Barstool did a whole lineup once.
Oh, they do it every year, right?
Oh, do they?
Yeah, for the teachers.
Nice.
Here, I'll find it.
She got 4 to 15 years.
Check it out. This is the 2019 sex scandal teacher starting lineup, and wow.
God almighty, who's that on the right up there?
All right, so leading off is Chelsea Leroy from Missouri. Yeah, she's pretty.
She's a
nice eyes.
Very attractive predator.
Okay, she's very cute.
Oh, she's in a lot of filters, isn't she? It's kind of bogus.
Batting second, Rochelle Lee Cressman of Pennsylvania.
Ew.
I think she's cute. I think she's been in jail for a while. Can't you tell? There's no makeup.
Oh, it's got a ton.
Her hair's growing out.
Hey, roots.
I think that's about 3 weeks into jail. I'd like to see her in 5 weeks.
She's all yours, man.
It's not her best one, but batting third, Alyssa Gustafson from Illinois. She's very cute.
Man. Wait, they actually got pictures that she sent to the student?
Sure.
Yeah.
Exhibit A.
How hot Exhibit is that?
23.
She's a knockout.
Exhibit boner.
Yeah, it was a rookie season.
I mean, she's like a Playboy model. She's hitting third?
Yeah. That cleanup is Fiona Viotti of South Africa.
Whoa. She's a little Markle-esque, doesn't she?
She's a dime.
Very pretty. Is that the cleanup hitter?
Yes. Yeah. She's batting cleanup. In the five hole is Emily Salazar of California.
Oh, she could drive in some runs.
Yeah, I think she's more on the RBI.
She could... Power. Shake some runners loose.
Whoa, let's see this picture. This will be good.
Ooh, this is one I guess she must have sent.
Where's the rest of it?
Batting six is Kirstie Nun Rosa of Florida.
Ooh. Strong eyebrows.
She could be Car Fox, just saying.
Yeah.
In the seventh spot is Megan Paris of Florida.
Yikes.
Weird eye.
I think 2018's lineup.
Definitely
one
at the bottom of the lineup.
And the eight hole, Stacey Cabral of Florida.
She could be sneaky hot.
Why are they all from Florida?
And the ninth is Susan Weddle of Florida. She's cute.
She looks like
I like the ninth hitter.
Burke, doesn't she? Yeah.
I think they're using her as like a second leadoff hitter.
Pinch hitter is Kelsey lead off a lot of innings,
so they want a hottie at the bottom
of the
lineup.
Oh, she's really cute.
What's she? She's on the bench? Is she a platoon player?
Yeah, I think she's just coming off the bench here. The defensive replacement is Megan Wells of Missouri. She's cute.
I don't know. Oh, boy.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, they got a thin bench.
Here's one of their starting pitchers. It's Kayla Pousse. How do you spell that?
Pousse.
Okay.
What's up, Pousse?
Kayla Pousse of Indiana. She's very cute.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh. Hubba hubba.
Yeah, good starting pitching.
Hummina.
You got to have good starting pitching.
The brunette starter is Edna Mabel Longoria of Texas.
She looks sad about it.
I don't think she's related to either.
Ew!
Wait, who's that?
It's another starting pitcher, Cassandra Moore of Florida.
I think she's cute. She's ugly.
Gross.
She's fine.
No, she's disgusting.
Mark hates her because she's got red hair.
No, I just don't think she's
pretty. My daughter has red hair.
I don't think
she looks like
inserting your daughter into this conversation.
She's kind of power hot. This girl's got a something's wrong with her mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why is her mouth so far away from her nose? Isn't there a big distance between her nose and her mouth? I know that's a really weird thing to say, but isn't there?
She grows a sweet mustache. Wilford Brimley style stash. That's
well. This bench is way too thin.
Here's the closer, Elizabeth Harbin of West Virginia.
Closer's cute.
What is that shirt you're wearing?
I don't know.
It's a little weird.
But check it out.
It's like a baseball shirt.
Oh, and the manager is Amanda Onan from South Carolina.
She could make some moves.
You see, it's not even the starting nine. It's the starting nine hitters, and then a rotation of four, and then there's setup men and closers. There's a lot.
Well.
Hey, do you want to call that Staples?
Got the Staples.
Yeah, hang on 1 second. I just want to mention, because it was on the local stuff, with the Rochester High School teacher and Art Van, that there's a guy, and I should have mentioned this when you're talking about the OJ's cause celeb, whose buddy shot at four police and hit three.
Yeah, Brandon's favorite guy.
There's a guy in Detroit, Tawan D. Shaw, who is facing charges after opening fire on three police officers at a traffic stop. And Tawan D. Shaw is very fortunate because he didn't hit them. I think he was running away from a traffic stop, and he opened fire and shot at three different officers. There were three officers. And
did Tawan tell you that?
They just think he's running away. I don't think they were pulling their guns. But anyway, so he does shoot at three officers. One returns fire and hits him. He was not killed. I think he was hit in the leg. He's going to live. So, you know, when a guy shoots at three cops at a traffic stop, you kind of wonder, has he in some kind of trouble before? You know, it's just like Zoo's opening fire on four cops coming down here. I'm just not going to expect that. And it seems that, I mean, it's a little desperate shooting at three officers at a routine stop. But, he did get a malicious destruction of personal property back in the mid-90s. He served 14 months for that. And that was a plea down, you know, malicious destruction of personal property. That's really not a terrible charge. But he got 14 months, so it must have been worse. Then he had a little felonious assault with a dangerous weapon. 39 months. That was in the early 2000s. Then he had felony firearms. And that was on top of being the assault with a dangerous weapon. So he's a felon, and he's a felon in possession of firearms. So then he discharges a firearm toward a building. That was the charge. It's kind of a weird charge.
Like, it's in a building?
About, you know, shooting into open space, guy that had those couple of charges. Yeah, so, you know, we have a guy who's, destruction of property, felonious assault with a dangerous weapon, then a felon in possession of firearms. So, I mean, you'd think that would be pretty serious. But he gets out, and then it's firearms discharged towards a building. And that's not enough, so he has to commit an assault with great bodily harm, but less than murder. Just a little less than murder. Didn't kill the person. And yet, he's out.
What?
He's out in 2015. He's on parole till 2016. And give this guy a gold medal because he went 3.5 years before he opened fire on the three police officers at the traffic stop.
Well, that we know of. I mean.
And I'm sure he didn't do anything before that. In the 3.5 years between the end of his parole and shooting at the three police, I'm sure he was clean as a whistle.
Yeah, right.
But that's quite a rap sheet.
It's amazing.
You know? For being just waltzing around out there, firing at three cops at the age of 44.
Sure.
Starts in the mid-90s.
He's my age. What a child.
I can't believe these cops have to put these people away over and over and over. And, you know, plead down to this. Yeah, plead down to that. Or whatever. So, okay. Now, where was M'lady?
Staples.
Staples. Okay.
Ashley,
M'lady.
And they have a... They
have no bathroom, apparently. So Ashley Graham had to change her baby's shitty diaper.
They encourage people to change babies.
I think that's what we need to
when
find
there are fecal problems that, in the middle of the store.
Yeah, or if they even have a bathroom whatsoever, right?
I suspect they've got a bathroom.
I would think so.
Thank you for calling Staples. We're here to help you make more happen for less today and every day. Need something in a hurry? Buy it online and pick it up at the Staples store of your choice.
God, these messages
just
are just so annoying.
Can I have a shipping fee? Exclusions apply.
I almost answered Jazzer's app.
staples.com/pickup today to learn more.
I'm tired
for
and
four
sick.
For 4 hours and directions, press 1. For information on our print, marketing, and shipping services,
what's Matt Farley's song?
Staples are important
for
things.
For tech services associate, press 3. For all other products...
Gotta have a staple. Gotta have a staple. Yeah, I know the words to this. Gotta have a staple.
Staples are so wonderful. Holding paper together.
So do paper clips.
They have to keep things turning. You gotta have a staple. The stapler is a wonderful invention, but it's useless if it isn't Staples.
Come on, Staples, let's
you
go.
You need those staples.
You're not Rikers Island.
Yes, you do.
Okay, Brandon, you want to listen? Listen up, and I'll take care of some. Because it is... Oh, no. Okay, it's a new year. It's a new decade. It's time for Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsNewD.com. Start something new event during which Zot is leasing a new loaded 2020 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 as low as $148 a month. Oh, I think we got some help.
Oh,
yes.
Staples?
Hi, is this Staples?
This is Staples. How can I help you?
Yeah, I just saw this story on the internet, and I'm doing a story because it seems that Staples is a very progressive thinking company. It was about Ashley Graham, and I guess some people were giving a hard time for changing her baby in Staples, but you guys supported her?
I've heard of something like that. I'm not too sure, but what is this? I'm sorry, who am I speaking to?
Yeah, this is Drew. I'm calling from the Drew and Mike show, and we were doing a story about Staples, and apparently they're very child-friendly at the store. In other words, they weren't criticizing Ashley Graham. It was people on the social media.
It's a very positive thing.
Yeah, she's an influencer. She has many people that follow her. And she had posted a picture.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I thought you were getting along just fine.
Well, I'm getting a bad feeling about Staples. I was real positive about them a second ago.
Can you at least ask if they have a bathroom?
I want to find out if they're... I'm just going to ask them if they're feces friendly.
You could sense you were working up to that.
I thought I was doing a good job.
You were.
The best thing about wearing a diaper is I can poop and pee whenever I like to. The best thing about wearing a diaper is I can poop and pee whenever
a second ago.
I like to. Yeah.
This is a great song by Matt.
There's one thing about diapers that don't make me grin. It's the way that the diapers affect my skin. There's one thing about diapers that don't make me grin. It's the way that the diapers affect my skin.
It seems like they're not as pro-family as I thought.
Not at all.
No. Anyway, I was talking about the Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4, the 2020 Ram, as low as $148 a month at Zot. Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Then there's the 2020 G-Compass Limited all-wheel drive around $122 a month. But if you really want to step it up, get to Zot, lease the new 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $229 a month. Plus, it's your lease, turn-in headquarters, any make, model, miles. Body damage, payments remaining, no problem at Zot. They'll get you in a new ride for the new year. So check out the deals and massive inventory at dealsnd.com.
Reading reviews for the Staples, this particular one, and this person has the longest problem they had. Because they were putting a presentation together and the guy messed it up. But the review starts with, I had 1 hour to bind them before my presentation. So isn't that kind of their problem for waiting 1 hour before their presentation?
It's kind of last minute. Yeah. Kind of cramming there. Luke Nowacki doesn't want you to cram on your retirement. That's right. Why you should get in there and come up with a plan so you, like Trudy, hopefully, don't outlive your money.
I know. And be a problem.
Luke is trying to help Trudy and make sure that she doesn't outlive her money.
Can I help you?
Yes, I was just hung up on a minute ago. I was calling. I was trying to find out if Staples was pro-baby because there was a story about Ashley Graham on the internet changing her baby in the store. And some people were giving her a hard time. And it seemed like Staples supported her.
I'm not sure what you're talking
about. Is Staples not pro-baby? Are you anti-baby?
No.
Can I bring my baby there?
Huh?
Can I bring my baby there?
Yes, you can.
Do you have bathrooms that have the fold-out changing tables in them?
No, we don't have that.
Oh, okay.
Do you have
so
any bathroom?
Yeah, we do have a bathroom, but we don't have that in there.
Am I allowed to use it?
Not that pro-baby. It's for a customer bathroom, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because in that case, I guess Matt's maybe why she changed. The baby had apparently a pretty brutal accident to... A lot of feces and whatnot. And she was changing by the marking pens.
Right by the Sharpies.
And some of the customers felt that this was, it was just unseemly.
Someone said they stepped in it.
Wow.
A little awkward. Well,
it's not funny.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure about customers stepping in. I'm not aware of that.
But you feel that you guys are pro-baby and you encourage Ashley Graham if the baby, she doesn't have to take her out to the car. She can change her by the markers or... wherever.
I wasn't aware that she did that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, she did. There's a picture online of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're still open. I mean, you haven't been quarantined for E. coli or anything, right?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
No, she didn't wash her hands either.
Hold on. Can you guys hold on a second? I got to change my baby real quick.
I'm sorry. Hold on. We're very pro-baby here.
Yeah, just don't mind.
I'm just going to see if this baby is figuring a problem.
It's okay.
I was expecting to hear a big explosion.
Beautiful but, thing.
Yeah. Thank you so much. We appreciate your policy very much.
No problem.
As did Ashley. Thank you. Bye.
No problem.
This is totally fine.
It's a changing table.
Take back everything I said.
See ya.
Yeah.
It's totally cool.
Brandon, I thought there was a huge dump.
I kept waiting for one,
I know. I couldn't cue it up.
I guess we hear what she should have heard.
Yeah, it was.
Let me finish the Luke and Wacky commercial somehow. Call Luke and come up with a financial plan for your retirement. Call Luke at 248-663-4748 or email him at lnowacky@pinnaclewealthstrategies.com. Do you have the Luke closure or no?
Oh, God damn.
I'll do it.
No, he has a dump queued up.
Securities Investment Advisory Services of the Reliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, Reliance Associates Incorporated, separately owned other entities and all marketing names, product services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated.
Here you go, Madeline. Oh. Much better.
That was a little abrupt, though.
I'm sorry. I couldn't do it. I needed Mark's help.
No way to mix that?
I need Mark's help for it.
I didn't know you were going there.
What? Damn. You
could see him going there a mile.
Oh, no. But, I mean, originally, once it was already in motion, I was going to help. I'm like the Walenda family. See him fall.
So today,
sorry, Brandon.
There was a ton of political news, and I just made the mistake of starting with The View, which was just on because I had Walenda on last night. Walenda was on ABC.
I know, yeah.
So my TV, when I wasn't watching something pre-recorded, defaulted to ABC, and it was like 10 after 11.
That's
so
like when The Talk is on down here. Somehow The Talk, that piece of shit show.
Who is even on that now? Clucking Hens?
Isn't that Osborne's
show?
Yeah.
Osborne. Who are the other hens?
That's the only one anybody knows. Now that Chen Moonves is gone.
Yeah. A couple of people left.
Does Chen Moonves still do
Big Brother? Celebrity Big Brother, yeah.
I can't believe she's still on that.
Sarah, what
rules are really different. Yeah.
It's like the current hosts are Sharon Osborne, Cheryl Underwood.
Never heard of her.
Eve, Carrie Ann Inaba. And Marie Osmond.
Carrie Ann Inaba.
Wait, Marie Osmond's on there?
Yeah, Sarah Gilbert used to be on there, and Julie Chen Moonves. Which and Leah Remini.
Sarah
and
Gilbert.
Aisha
Taylor. Oh, Leah Remini's on there?
Sarah Gilbert is doing the Connors.
Oh,
remember
is that,
that
still going?
Yes.
Is it? Does it do well?
I don't know. They just
what a ripoff of Roseanne. That is so bad.
They just did a live version of it because that's kind of trendy on ABC. It's ABC, right? Yeah. So they did it live, which I did. I also did not watch.
I love how they basically sabotage and kick the creator of the show, the lead writer of the show, the lead character of the show, off the show. I mean, they were the first ones to complain about what she did.
Right.
And then they say, we're going to do the show without you.
And continue to rub it in her face.
We wanted you off. We wanted to cancel you, but we don't want to cancel us because we're making good money on the show's jobs, which come from you and your creation and your acting. But we'd like to continue making our money, so fuck you. Bye.
Right. Okay, bye.
Guess what? I think Big Brother's starting up pretty soon, man. So you're going to see Chen Moonves all around.
Okay. Hmm. What's happened to Les? Is he going to end up like Weinstein? He's got to.
I don't know, but I don't know if you saw the story about Judge Judy, you know, ending her 25 years, the CBS distribution. Then there's a lot of understory about it. Like, why would she hang it up and go somewhere
else?
Well,
she's in a battle with CBS.
She doesn't like the new president. She got along swimmingly with Les Moonves.
Well, because Les wasn't interested in fucking her.
No, I know, but that's, here's collateral damage from his dick now. Is they're losing this huge property. That made him a ton of money.
No, I can't believe they let that get away.
I can't
That's
either.
Insane. She should have written her own check.
She should get whatever she wants. Then killed.
Isn't she one of the biggest successes financially anyone in entertainment?
Yes. Yeah.
And I have to admit, the show, and I know Jim Harbaugh loves the show and talks about it.
I watch it all the time.
It's a great show. No, she's a super judge. I would absolutely trust her in any case whatsoever.
Each season, she made $47 million. Her net worth is around $440 million.
And how cool that, because how old was she when she started that show? It's not like she was some hot
20,
young judge or something.
25 years ago, so 52, 50, I don't know how old is she now.
Not sure how old Judge Judy. She doesn't seem to age.
She's in her 70s.
She always seems like, is she in her 70s?
I thought so. Yeah. I thought that was part of the story. Well,
she got Ruth Bader Ginsburg hair, though, after, like, last season.
she did?
But, yeah. Yeah, she Bader Ginsburged it, but it's been
Bader Ginsburged it
25 years of her looking the same and then some of the newer ones.
I'm stunned that CBS would let that happen because she's a money machine.
Yeah.
Not just for her, but for the network. Yeah. But on that topic of Moonves and all these crazy people, Nicki Minaj, married this guy who just happened to have been found guilty and served time for rape. And he served time for murder. And I think...
Great guy.
He's mid-30s. He's been an adult for like 18 years, and I think 12 or 13 of them in prison. Hmm. Now, I'm amazed you can be convicted of rape and murder, two separate cases. And, you know, much like this guy that I was just talking about that shot the three cops, he's not only out and he's served all his time, he marries Nicki Minaj.
Wow, what a catch. I mean,
that's
for him.
Pretty major rally, isn't it?
That's pretty huge.
So yeah. He gets he moves to California with her because he married her. She took his name, too. She's Nicki Minaj Petty, isn't she? Something like that.
Really?
I think so. I think
saw the headline.
Sure,
I just didn't look at the story. Cause...
Do you didn't hear about her marrying this guy?
Oh, yeah. Of course. I've never heard of her actually taking that last name, though.
I think she changed all her social media. But anyway, so this guy, you know, a lot of people immediately were like, what the hell is going on? Are you kidding me? And she's like, hey, fuck all of you. That girl, he was only 16 and it wasn't a rape. And, you know, you don't know the whole story. You know, one of those things.
Yeah.
And he served his time. So shut up. And because she's Nicki Minaj and she's a rapper, I guess she's got a shield. So she fended off the criticism and they moved to California. And at some point, he got pulled over for something, and they said, hey, wait a second, you're a sex offender, and you didn't register in California.
Oh, you got it.
Uh-huh. And then he got apparently picked up again for the same thing. So he was put in jail, and I guess $20,000 bond or something. And she bailed him out, and he's got to register, and I guess he could serve 10 years, but of course he won't, because he's Mr. Minaj.
He's not even that hot.
No,
there's a mole on his nose. That would bug me.
The only part that bothered me about was her fuck you attitude.
Yeah.
Like, really? Yeah. And that was like in the middle of Me Too. It's like, it was only 16 and she wanted it. Well, whatever the hell she said. It was something very disrespectful.
It's going to be that way.
And who would think a rapper would act that way? But anyway, especially Nicki Minaj. Such a genteel kind of person. So anyway, I'm watching TMZ, and they're talking about the story, and Harvey's talking about how, I don't see how they can charge him federally and in the state. You know, like, what a miscarriage of justice.
I gotta tell you,
this rapist is going to get double jeopardy.
If there's one thing TMZ viewers care about, it's the ins and outs of how the judicial system works.
For a rapist who didn't
sign
up as a sex offender in a new state like he's supposed to? No, I know. It's just ridiculous. I just got the impression that he was defending Nicki Minaj because she's good to TMZ.
He defends all the celebrities that come on that show.
And then they have some viewer who calls in, you know, which is always great.
Yeah.
She's like, well, I don't know what the big deal is because everybody knows who he is. Why does he have to check in? He's married to Nicki Minaj.
Hard to beat that logic.
Oh, that's...
Hard to beat that logic.
That makes a lot of sense. brother. So...
You were getting to Elizabeth Warren, I thought.
Yeah. Well,
you had...
between The View and then Elizabeth Warren, a little bit late. I mean, honestly, her staying in the race may have given Joe Biden the nomination and maybe the presidency. Who knows?
Certainly helped.
So, because if she had dropped out and given everyone to Bernie because she's progressive... Mm-hmm. Bernie wins Super Tuesday, probably significantly, or certainly takes a healthy lead, or so conventional wisdom was. Mm. I don't know. Who knows? Anyway, she didn't. And then a couple days go by, and then finally today she says, it's terrible, but I've got to let my campaign go. And so she's asked right away, of course, well, who do you support? And everything's, well, of course it's Bernie. And she says, well, I'm going to have to talk about that later.
No one!
She naturally is trying to obtain something because it's all about her.
The American people.
Just like any other candidate, it's about them. They don't really... If they're not going to be the president, then they got to get something out of it.
I thought it was pretty cool of her to place blame on women for not voting for her, because apparently, Trudy, you're only supposed to vote for your gender if you're a woman.
That is the rule. I know that's the rule.
What a horseshit rule that is.
If there's woman story and you're a woman TV reporter, you have to go on that story. You can't send a man.
Discrimination is terrible when you're the victim of it, but when you use it to put your group forward, discriminate against another group, then it's okay.
But why should women just have to vote for a woman?
No,
they don't.
They don't.
So shut up, Elizabeth.
That makes us into real simpletons. Is that kind of just like condescending?
If the Democrats had a better female candidate, I think men would have voted for her too.
Sure.
And I think a lot of men probably liked Amy Klobuchar. Klobe wasn't a bad candidate.
She was a pretty good candidate, actually.
I thought she would do Elizabeth Warren.
She's a little gruff, but
what made me insane was that Elizabeth Warren was so mouthy at the debates and always about this self-righteous bullshit about Bloomberg wanted to kill this baby. He said, kill it. And we'll get into some aftermath of that, too, which is a whole nother thing. But she was on, Bloomberg for multiple things. It was all about things that he was quoted as saying.
Billionaire, and yeah.
Yeah, and he's a billionaire. He wants to buy the election and everything. He's a horrible person.
Billionaire who calls women fat broads and horse-faced lesbians.
Was she not around in 2016 to realize that most of the electorate doesn't care about that?
Well,
I mean, wasn't that proven in 2016 that people just don't care about
she
that?
Attacked,
not saying it's not important. It's just they don't care.
Everything she was on the attack for was something self-righteous or something of a personal nature involving Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders. You know, he called me a liar. You're calling me a liar on TV, which I thought was, no, it doesn't always have to be someone's a liar. It can be the two people interpret something differently, but he did not agree with you about what happened. So anyway, as self-righteous as she was, no one ever brought up that she pretended to be Native American for 3 decades. I thought that was
that's another beauty.
Is that a shield again? Is she shielded because she's a female?
I didn't understand.
Because that's wrong. If
she apologized
equally,
already.
Apologized.
Did she?
For what?
Didn't she apologize for her Native American heritage?
Yeah, and apology got so much blowback, too, because wasn't it really, basically trying to say, well, I've been told that my whole life.
She took no responsibility for it. She said, her mother, that she'd heard this story for generations and generations. So her whole family's been lying for generations about, and then she bet Trump bet her $1 million. She took a DNA test and tried to say, yeah, see, I'm 3/624th Native American. Ha! You owe him $1 million.
Anybody ever made.
She lost the bet. So she owes Trump $1 million.
Which bullshit that.
Why he would think that he knows that she's not, but nobody believed she was Native American. People talked about that for years, that it wasn't true, and she insisted she was, and then she wasn't. And honestly, I thought, that's the end of her. Because you can't claim you're a minority that you aren't for 3 decades. She was presented, this was on Fox News today, and I meant to look it up because it was so bizarre. I'm like, that can't be true, can it? They said that Harvard promoted her as the first woman of color promoted to this position within the law department.
Really?
And woman of color. And it was, by the way, it was a woman of color reporting this on Fox. And they went through a number of things. And I'm like, what? Nobody here with any of this stuff. Somehow, she had a shield that Bloomberg didn't have and nobody else seemed to have.
Trump did tweet in October of 2018 that Harvard called her, quote, a person of color, parentheses, amazing con.
So why does Trump have to bring it up? Because honestly, I never heard that.
I don't know.
Did you ever hear that before?
Maybe it's not true. I don't know.
Well, Fox News reported it, so they either made it up and Trump repeated them or they're...
I don't know. I'm sure. I hope it would be real if a news agency is going to report it.
Yeah, it seems like a strange thing to just make up. Trump also came up with that. Some people are saying that Ilhan Omar married her brother. And everybody laughed about that. Oh, my God, what an asshole. And it was an asshole way of saying it. It sounded awfully familiar to me, the whole some people thing. But it turned out there was just a big article about how, yes, it appears that she did marry her brother to get him in the country. Hmm. Now, whether they consummated the relationship, we don't know. But she did marry her brother.
Is he hot?
Strange. No, he's kind of flamboyant, actually. I know, it was weird. The whole story is weird. But anyway, so Liz Warren, who... I'm not going to try and hide the fact that I find her really annoying, that whole thing about, hey, let's have a beer.
It's fake. It's and, so phony.
And this Native American thing, I don't know how she survived that. I don't understand that. I mean, if Bernie Sanders said he was Native American for three decades and all of a sudden we found out he wasn't, seems like he'd be finished.
It seems really weird, too, that she's such a woman of the people, yet she lives in Cambridge, Mass, and worked at Harvard. And
she says her kids went to public school when they were in private school, and she said she lost a job because she was pregnant, and that seems to be in dispute.
I guess the same is true for Trump or anybody else running. Are they really a person of the people when they're very rich? And
I really didn't understand what her appeal was. She seems very wonky, and she's got some very progressive ideas. But anyway, so here's her press conference.
Is her husband
blind? I don't know. He's just wearing sunglasses.
No, I know. But the dog.
So then she comes out.
Why are you cheering her? She lost. Like cheering the Confederacy.
And, you know, she did a pretty good job. She controlled the debates. She was annoying as hell, but she controlled them.
The dog's barking at everybody.
So let's see her do something for the party now and turn it over to Bernie, right?
I say this with a deep sense of gratitude for every single person who got in this fight, every single person who tried on a new idea, every single person who just moved a little in their notion of what a president of the United States should look like. I will not be running for president in 2020, but I guarantee I will stay in the fight for the hardworking folks across this country who have gotten the short end of the stick over and over. That's been the fight of my life, and it will continue to be so.
Well, she gets the short end of the stick.
What guidance would you give to your supporters who don't know who to support now?
Well, let's take a deep breath and spend a little time on that. We don't have to decide that this
really?
Minute. And I wonder what the message would be to the women and girls who feel like we're left with two white men to decide between.
Wait, pause for a second.
I know. One of the.
Why is that okay to say that? We're left with two white men?
Well, I think it's a leading question for
you need to leave.
But yeah, no, I don't.
If you said, what do you think? We're left with two black men.
It's kind of the thing
we're
talking about earlier.
We're left with two women. We're left with a woman and a black guy. What the fuck?
No one cares about the whites.
But it's okay to say that, and I don't really understand why. And I understand why it's okay to say it, but I still don't understand
it. She has said it so many times.
Yeah.
She believes she's entitled to the office.
So let's see. She'll probably clean it up.
By the way, Trump's the youngest person left that's going to be on the ballot, right?
Yep.
Younger than both Biden and Bernie.
Oh, and by the way, are little girls that's really right. going, oh, my God, I thought that someone that looked like her could be president.
How does she even get on television?
Hardest parts of this is all those pinky promises and all those little girls who are going to have to wait 4 more years. That's going to be hard.
Senator, will you be making an endorsement today? We know that you spoke with
she just answered
Joe
that.
Biden and Bernie yesterday.
Not today. I need some space around this.
Thanks for listening to the press conference.
Time to think a little more.
Don't you want someone to go, hey, can we talk to your husband?
I've been spending a lot of time right now
really burner.
On the question of suspending and also making sure Staying that this right works as best we can for our staff, for our team, for our volunteers.
So Senator White,
I'm sorry.
Coming, but just not right now.
Not right now.
Senator White. Yeah.
I know that your campaign manager...
Not taking questions from that loudmouth guy.
...staff called today that he had no regrets. Do you feel the same way?
Oh, I do. I have no regrets at all. You know, this has been the honor of a lifetime.
She is a goofus.
10 years ago, I was teaching a few blocks from here and talking about what was broken in America and ideas for
She's
how to fix it.
Failure.
And pretty much nobody wanted to hear it. And I've had a chance to get out there
don't.
And talk with millions of people. And, you know, we have ideas now that we talk about that we just weren't talking about even a year ago. A 2-cent wealth tax and universal child care that could be real. We could make it happen.
Bernie wants that.
And canceling student loan debt for
Bernie
43
wants
million
that.
Americans.
Oh, 43 million
and raising
loans. Just cancel them.
Payments. Those are life-changing events for people.
Bernie wants that. Why don't you?
We can actually do
it. For the ones that paid back their
loans.
I'm
delighted to have been here and honored to have had this chance. You know, I was told at the beginning of this whole undertaking that there are two lanes, a progressive lane that
Bernie Sanders is the incumbent for, and a moderate lane that Joe Biden is the incumbent for. And there's no room for anyone else in this.
Oh,
I thought that wasn't right. But evidently,
that's right.
She went off the road.
What if we weren't able to resonate more with voters and win any states?
Oh.
As I said, I think that I was told when I first got into this, there are two lanes. And
is she saying she got run off the road because she's a woman?
This is such bullshit because in Iowa, at one point, a lot of people thought it was a two-person race between her and Buttigieg. That was a thing for a while. So it's not like
she's in your lane, bro.
It's not like she was derailed from the start.
No, she's making it sound like that there's only the two lanes for the two men, the progressive man and the centrist man.
It was just a bad campaign.
I think she's as Native American as I am.
She is.
Do you want to hear more of it?
Yeah, just a little bit, sure.
Possible that that wasn't the case, that there was more room and more room to run another kind of campaign. But evidently that wasn't the case.
Massachusetts.
No, I am deeply grateful to the people of Massachusetts. Look, back in 2012, they took a chance on someone who had never run for public office before.
But they didn't vote for you.
They ousted a very popular incumbent Republican senator to give me a chance to stand up on a bigger platform and fight for their families. And I am deeply grateful for that. They returned me to the Senate in 2018, and I'm deeply grateful for that. They're the reason I'm in this fight, and they're the reason I am able to stand here today.
Hi, Annie.
I wonder.
Yes.
Is she not saying who she's going to support because somebody's going to pick her as vice president?
Well, the implication would be
that's
who?
The speculation Biden? That if Biden were to ask her to be vice president, that she would endorse Biden.
I think it's a terrible. That'd be a terrible choice.
Oh, I think it'd be a terrible choice too. I don't think it'd help him at all.
He needs
Buttigieg.
He needs somebody from Wisconsin, Michigan, or Pennsylvania, or Ohio, or Florida to flip those. No. Right? He's going to choose Whitmer.
Personally,
I would not be surprised if Biden.
I think she could be a Palin.
She could absolutely.
She could be a Palin.
She would be a Palin.
I don't.
That surprise you? If he chose her?
Yes. Yeah. Because I just think she'd be a bad pick.
I think
not because she's a woman or because she's from Michigan or she's the right state, but you still have to pick a person who can get out there.
Because it's about time we fix the damn route.
I think Buttigieg would be a good choice for him.
He might be, except doesn't he hurt the black vote?
Yeah, but Biden's got that locked up.
Well, but I don't know. Throw a gay person in there.
Has anybody really changed their opinion based on the vice president?
Well, they seem to think they can pull states.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's such a weird topic in general, you know, that being gay in the black community is so frowned upon.
So bizarre.
And it's like, it's just a fact. It's not wrong. It's just a fact. I don't know. I just got the impression this whole thing about, I thought there were more than two lanes. It's weird. Nobody left a lane for me.
Yeah.
But yet I felt like the gloves were really taken off for her. Nobody got into Pocahontas and, you know, these things that really weren't true about.
She was really mean to Minnie Mike.
The private school, public school thing and the pregnancy. And she was, I thought she was just so unbelievably self-righteous, but somehow nobody picked on her. I didn't think anybody cheated her.
No, I didn't either. It probably would have helped her if someone tried to attack her, actually.
But we probably would have helped it.
She could stand up for herself, show how tough she is, and she gets some sympathy.
Yeah, and I think she can stand up for herself.
Yeah,
but
she can.
Are little girls really running around upset about this? Little girls?
Charlotte's beside herself.
Well, she gave a lot of pinky promises out.
That's what she said, yeah.
I don't see little girls really paying that much attention to this, first of all. And second of all, if it's automatic that little girls want her to be president, then wouldn't the big girls vote for her?
Yeah. Yeah.
If girls voted for girls, just like if girls went to basketball games and went to WNBA because they just want to see girls play, then
we have other things to do, man.
Well, I think
I couldn't imagine just voting for a guy just because it's a guy over a woman.
Well, not if you think the woman's better.
Exactly.
How hard is her husband dream weaving there?
Oh, I know.
Well, I don't know how that guy's standing, to be honest. He's obviously pretty crippled from the association. Seems to be struggling to get along.
I bet you he's been lectured a time or two.
Oh, yeah. Been put in his place.
Yeah, I think he's heard some stern words.
Because she doesn't get jokes, so.
Yes, dear.
Let's let her wrap it up here. And I think there's some interesting commentary afterwards.
Two questions for you.
Sure.
I saw you vote 2 days ago for yourself.
I did.
Could you do things, reflect a little bit about what that was like for you? And then the other question is, could you talk a little bit about the role that you think that gender played in this campaign and in this race?
So, it was...
Her husband looks like Ted Patchell.
I stood at that voting booth, and I looked down, and I saw my name on the ballot. And I thought, wow, kiddo, you're not in Oklahoma anymore. That it really was
That was supposed to be like a little joke, and the only one other person left, her husband.
Yeah, too, though. She just seems so fake to me.
She seems incredibly phony.
She's very wonky. She speaks well. I mean, she seems to know... She's full of information, but she just seems fake to me. I think that's why she doesn't do better.
Yeah.
My mother and dad, if they were still here, would feel about this. I had gotten a long email from my nephew and how proud his dad, my brother, is, and how they were all had their plans to vote and had met other people. And it is.
I'm so in love with my brother right now.
For that moment, standing in the booth, I miss my mom and my daddy.
I wish I had a father.
Why is she pushing
gender
all these
in this
buttons?
Race? You know.
I don't know.
I mean, she's going
that
there. Nobody
the
else is.
That is the question for every woman. if you say, yeah, there was sexism in this race, everyone says, whiner. And if you say, no, there was no sexism, about a bazillion women think, what planet do you live on? I promise you,
Weiner.
I'll have a lot more to say on that subject.
Everyone kissed her ass.
What advice to your supporters right now looking for a candidate? What is your advice to them? Obviously, I know you're not endorsing anybody, but what is your advice to them?
Let's take a deep breath and think about this for a little bit longer. Before
but I thought you were progressive.
I wonder. I've heard you. It's 2 days for you, or multiple days, to make this decision. What informed what was the final
speed up to the after talk.
I miss my mom and my dad.
But no, seriously, I am super pro lady.
I mean, just seemed like she's just trying to push buttons there. Because nobody asked her.
Yeah,
nobody said, what do you think about your mom and dad?
That was weird.
Right.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, I don't know. Would somebody pick her for vice president? I don't think so.
No.
And she was really, wow, this is longer than I thought it was. Oh, that thing's going slow, isn't it? Okay, here we go.
She has dropped out of the race for the White House, talking
this
about
is Fox News, so she's not getting a lot of slack.
Who has gotten into the fight with her and tried on a new idea, wanting to thank them. And on two occasions, when she was asked by reporters there, you know, who is she going to back now? Let's take a deep breath and settle in a little bit longer, she says. Not right now will she make that decision. Kennedy?
And it was very interesting how she tackled the issue of sexism. Because she said, you know, you can't pretend it doesn't exist and you can't complain about it. It really is a catch-22. And the Democrat Party has not figured out how to solve that thus far. They got very close with Hillary Clinton. You know, she got the nomination. She won the popular vote. And I would be interested to see if Elizabeth Warren, how she will mentor other women who run for president, regardless of party,
in the future. Oh, God, I can't imagine being mentored by her.
Yeah, and you heard her say she has a lot more to say about it.
Yes.
You know, I think culture in this age is the leading indicator of politics. It's not politics leading the culture. And I remember running into Elizabeth Warren, I guess a few weeks ago in Penn Station, she told me she was on her way to a rally. That night she's at a rally here in the Village. She got more than 10,000 people. I was like, wow, this is unbelievable. Not only that,
who are these
then
people
she
that
stood
go
for
to
three
rallies?
Plus hours doing the selfie thing that
blows my mind.
I'm telling you, that's they're this whole thing about it being against her. She had so much support in the beginning.
I mean, I just have to say.
But I mean, okay, enough of this. I can't imagine going to a Trump rally, standing in line for 3 hours to go see Trump talk.
No.
Oh, God.
Standing in line, 10,000 people going to a rally to see her talk.
No.
Oh, my God. Joe Biden? I don't care who it is.
Remember the big anti-Obama ad when he was running in 08 because he was a celebrity. And he was at, wasn't he in
Obama
Germany?
Obama was a celebrity?
Yeah, he was in Germany, so they used that ad where they were comparing him to Paris Hilton.
Oh, yeah.
I
don't think they got much traction with that, did they?
Hyperdrive? Well, no, but it's almost like there's so much identity wrapped into politicians now.
Yeah.
For some people. I don't get it.
So she was really...
Weiner.
Her name came up in another place that was kind of strange, I thought, because
Weiner.
This Chris Matthews story. And I felt so shitty about this Chris Matthews story because I wasn't really sure if he didn't do something bad. I just felt horrible. I mean, if he didn't do something terrible. I know now that nobody can be forgiven for anything. Well, certain things cannot be forgiven. You just have to be canceled and you're shit.
Yeah.
And Chris Matthews, who I thought was a pretty good guy, and a lot of people are standing up for him, too, including some women who are saying, this is a really good guy, and he just got sent out to pasture like he's the worst guy ever. But I understood how he felt in terms of, I think he probably felt like, you know what, I'm swimming upstream, and, you know, I'm not going to be here in 5 years.
Yeah.
I was just going to finish this year. I want to be here for this election, and... as of a couple months ago with MSNBC, he was a really important guy. They really wanted him to be part of this election. He's considered a guy who, you know, does not necessarily speak just out of one side of his mouth.
Right.
Whether it's, you know, left, right, whatever. He's just a good commentator. And he does talk too fast. And he does talk over people. And I did notice that because he got tossed out, and I'm reading comments, I'm seeing a lot of people going, oh, fuck him. You know, he never lets anyone talk. Hmm. You know, because people... love to do that when mm-hmm. when it's something else, right. It's just, you know, gunny sacking, it all comes flying out. But I mean, there are those days where I do feel like, God, you know, it could be anyone, not just Chris Matthews, but anybody who's just a little bit out of touch, or they just don't buy into the new bullshit. Because, you know, there's stuff that, I mean, take clips of our show and just play them together. Just string. In fact, WJR did that to us at one time at WRIF. They took, you know, I don't know, 10 minutes of clips of, you know, the rudest thing that ever happened on our show. And they would play them for advertise, you know, for agencies or something. I don't remember. I heard about it. I never listened to the tape. And it's like, oh, I see. So, yeah, that's the worst, you know, the most horrible thing. Oh, my God, listen to this. So what if they draw, you know, 25% of the men in town who would dare, who could stand to have their product associated with them? And, you know, not that when you're 35 or 40, it's a little different. But when you're 74 and you're swimming upstream like Chris Matthews was in this story, I just think it was one of those things where he just, how is he going to fight it? He didn't want to leave.
Yeah,
he was fighting it. He's like, no, I don't want to leave. I didn't, you know. And he did say that I said some things. I complimented women on their appearance, which was inappropriate, and I was wrong.
Yeah.
But the stuff he said, I mean, we listened to the worst of it. The montage,
we heard it.
The
worst of it over all those years. I'm just surprised.
And it turned out.
Well, this one lady really wanted him gone.
Yeah, she didn't. She celebrated. She was delighted about it because he had the temerity, the audacity to question Elizabeth Warren. Yeah. Because she said, you told that woman to kill her baby. And she had said a lot worse than that.
Yeah.
And he said, how do you know she's telling the truth? Because she said that he said, kill your baby.
Yeah, but he said he didn't.
He said he didn't. So he had the, how dare he question a woman? Women's advocacy group, Ultraviolet. He badgered Liz Warren on why would anyone believe a woman over a man?
Nah, oh boy, wow, that's kind of a generalization.
That's what Ultraviolet said, apparently. I don't know, are they powerful? I don't even know.
Are these
know
the same
this
people
group.
That defended maybe Gayle King when she asked a question to Lisa Leslie? I mean, people are allowed to be questioned in an interview. Frankly,
I didn't think Gayle King did anything wrong.
No, she didn't. The reporters are supposed to ask questions, especially to politicians.
He was the debate moderator. It was a very good question because she was adamant that he said it, and he's standing right next to her saying, I didn't say that. So, let's see. Well, and Elizabeth Warren, how could you question her anyway? I mean, she only pretended to be Native American for 3 decades.
Yeah.
I mean, really? You can't question anything she says? You're questioning a woman? You're not believing a woman? She's not the woman. She's not the one it happened to. She's repeating what she said. And I don't think anyone was saying that it wasn't something she could not bring up, but to insist that she can't be questioned on why she believes that woman suggests that, oh, well, you don't believe women. You have to believe women. And Ultraviolet also said that MSNBC was enabling Chris Matthews' dangerous behavior, his sexist behavior, his, what they call it, his...
Was it misogynistic, maybe?
Some kind of his
toxic masculinity.
His clear disdain for women.
Disdain? I think, if anything, he loves them too much. loves them, all of them.
So Laura Bassett, you know, she's the one that said that this horrible thing happened in 2016 when someone was treated in a very sexist way, someone who undermined women. But she said she felt it didn't rise to sexual harassment, but she thought it was rude and, you know, so on and so forth. So she doesn't name him. But then when she saw him badgering Elizabeth Warren on why she would believe a woman, she decided, I need to name him.
Yeah.
So not because he
did anything
new.
Yeah. She just likes Elizabeth
Warren. She didn't like how he acted at the debate. So she decided he will be named. And then once she said that, some people got in line behind her and said, I support her. I believe the woman. And Chris Matthews didn't deny. He didn't say, I didn't say it. In fact, he said he apologized and said, I think he was basically saying that, you know, yeah, I was out of step.
Yeah.
And that's what it sounded like. And unfortunately, I guess there's some mistakes that you cannot make. There's some second chances that you don't get. And, you know, it seemed like for so long it was like, you know, you fucked up. And then you showed up on, you know, out of rehab or whatever on People magazine, like, hey, I'm better, I'm back. Yeah. And, you know, your second chance. And now that's not the case. Not with these older guys, you know, who are just run off. Yeah. And why he had to resign like that day? They couldn't even just say, hey, he's leaving at the end of the year, so relax.
Maybe he wanted to, maybe because he knew this was out there, so he just wanted to wrap it up. I don't know.
He had defenders. He had female defenders. And they were accused of not supporting survivors. Survivors of his compliments? really, seriously. That these women who were saying, Chris Matthews is a very good guy. He's not anti-women. He's not... he's not somebody grabbing people, you know.
Like, how dare you?
Because, you know, Joe Biden
was,
you know, creeping on these women with his hands and is sniffing their hair and all that. He wasn't doing anything like that. But this idea that women aren't supporting survivors of his compliments.
Yeah. Can I play the Elizabeth Warren interview with him that made her so upset?
Oh, you mean the at the debate?
It wasn't. It was after the debate. It was backstage.
I thought it was when he said, why do you believe her?
No. This was on his show.
I believe that the former mayor of New York said that to a pregnant employee.
Well, a pregnant employee sure said that he did. Why shouldn't I believe her? You know, I'm just really tired of this world. This one is personal for me. It really is.
But you believe that he's that kind of person who did that.
That's interesting. She spins out of that answer pretty quick. Because she knows the follow-up is, well, he says he doesn't, though.
Well, but it didn't happen to her. It didn't happen to Elizabeth Warren. Oh,
so she's making it
questioning.
Yeah, she's making it personal for her.
Yeah, he's not questioning her. He's questioning, why is it that you're so insistent that he said to kill this baby?
Mm-hmm. Why shouldn't I believe her? You know, I'm just really tired of this world. This one is personal for me. It really is.
But you believe that he's that kind of person who did that.
Look. Pregnancy.
Sorry.
It's personal because she's trying to take Bloomberg down.
Yes.
That's why it's personal. Do you think she really was that worried about this employee? She's never said a word about it ever. Mm-hmm. I don't think Klain was
She's worried about pregnancy discrimination because, you know, she was discriminated against when she was pregnant. Although there were other people that said, no, she wasn't.
Nation is real. And these, we have gone on and on and on where people say, oh, I can't really believe the woman. Really? Why not? Yeah. Mayor Bloomberg has non-disclosure agreements for who knows how many women. And it's
which
not
he released
just the one.
At her demand, he released
them.
The
point is, how can you actually trust someone who will not just say, look, I'm going to wave on non-disclosure on sexual
harassment? Hold on. This is someone who said they were Native American for 3 decades and, you know, was Harvard's first woman promoted to this position as a woman of color.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't correct it. She didn't complain about it. She didn't say, no, you can't promote me that way. I mean, really, is she entitled to that kind of to have that kind of scrutiny about someone else?
And discrimination. Yeah. Anybody who has a story to tell can come tell.
Sure, I agree with everybody deserves a credible response when they make a charge like that. My question about him, you believe he's lying?
I believe the woman.
Do you believe he's
which
lying?
Which means he's not telling the truth.
And why would he lie? Because just to protect himself.
Yeah, and why would she lie? I mean, that's the question, well, Chris. Why do you...
Well, she signed a non-disclosure agreement, presumably...
something
in return.
Honestly, it's a really tricky question. I thought him saying, why do you believe her? I thought that was one of the better moments of the debate. I thought it was very interesting.
I got to tell you, I think he said
it. She actually answered it fairly well.
I think he probably said it to this lady, but I bet you it was a joke. And I bet you he's just really bad at delivering jokes.
Yeah, he hasn't got social skills.
Very awkward. No, he's a really
he's
awkward
guy. He's an engineer,
guy.
Isn't he? Fundamentally, that's how he started.
But my point being,
he's an enormous success. If he tells people to kill their babies and means it,
that's the problem.
I don't know. That's really, I mean, then he's just the worst guy ever.
Yeah.
And maybe he is. I don't know. I wasn't there. I can't say he didn't mean it. He didn't say it. I don't know. And I don't know why she knows, because this woman is more credible than Bloomberg. Why does she know this woman?
I don't think anybody knows who she is.
Chris. Why do you assume
it's a striking
that
event.
He's the guy?
I just want to make sure you're clear about this. You're confident of your accusation.
Look, all I know is what she said and what he said. And I've been on her end of it in the sense of discrimination based on pregnancy. It happens all across this country, and men all across this country say, oh, my gosh, he never would have said that. Really?
Okay.
Now, going back to
but does
Laura
she not Beth. Have a motive because he's running for the same position she is? Does she not have a motive to believe the woman? If the woman was running and Bloomberg was the employee, would she believe Bloomberg? Do you think she'd bring it up?
No.
No, she wouldn't.
Now, Laura Bassett, that's what she saw, and that's why she wrote the piece. Like Warren, Elizabeth Warren, I had my own sexist run-in with Chris Matthews. Was that a sexist run-in?
No.
Or was that a journalist asking a presidential candidate some tough questions?
I think that's expecting special treatment.
I mean, I'm a white male. I've got tons of privilege, so I can't possibly never know the answer to that question.
I think Elizabeth Warren got special treatment because no one questioned her about the most obvious thing, the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
And she's acting like she was put down so badly. And I thought she handled herself well. She stood up for herself. She said, because she said it, I believe her. Mm-hmm. And that was a good answer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she was shown up or embarrassed. I thought it was a fair question. I thought it was a good question, actually.
It's a perfect question for what's happened in the last 2 years, too.
So
complaints seriously and then figure it out.
It was a crazy day. I got to make sure not to have CNN and The View on in the same day because it was almost overwhelming. We have a boner line we didn't get to yesterday, so we probably should. Why don't we nail the boner line right now, and then I'll just wrap it up and get everybody into the weekend. Get the hell out of Dodge. So the boner line is not brought to you by anyone anymore, is it?
No.
Okay, it's just the boner line.
It's up for grabs. Anybody
no, that's really sad.
Oh.
What a waste of a sponsorship.
Deflating boner.
Hey, boners.
I've watched David Spade beginning with episode 1 back in July.
Haven't missed an episode since.
I've seen that. I've watched that.
It doesn't suck, Drew. Keep watching. Get well soon.
We're full of diseases.
Get well, Drew. I know the coronavirus is a pain in the ass, but you can do it, my friend.
What can you do? Medicine's not a science.
Drew, I just went to my synagogue and I prayed for you.
And when he had those AIDS.
I'll tell you what show I will not be watching come April is Listen to Your Heart. Oh, my God, I just saw the preview for this dump of a show. I would rather swim in a vat of my dog's diarrhea than watch this show. And the whole promo is the Shallow song, the sha-la-la-la-la-la.
We're far from the shallow now.
Quiet. Audio separated at birth during the Pete Davidson extravaganza. His yeah compared with Trent Bolte's. Yeah.
You got a joke in your Netflix special.
Yeah.
A little nervous about this whole Billy Idol-ing thing if it comes to Detroit because I've been in the family business since I was a kid, driving a tow truck around, and we idol all the time. It could have been me.
Guys, when you called Bellevue Hospital, how could you not know that was just a call center in India?
What are you, a fucking expert?
I'm stunned that... What the hell?
Are you molesting yourself now?
You're talking about the coronavirus.
The virus.
Just a reminder, the Simpsons were looking forward into the future in 1993 when they announced coronavirus.
The story this time is that the iconic TV show eerily predicted the outbreak of the coronavirus. But this is all just fiction.
You are fake news.
Oh, you're such fake news!
Now you were talking about the masks, the hoarding of masks. Yeah, I work at a wood shop, and we use it all the time for what it's supposed to be for, you know. And I called my supplier the other day, and, you know, no mask. Someone came in, bought up the whole supply, so we can't get the fucking mask.
Man, people lose sleep
today. So I was calling about the Dave Mason interview.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
I just had an overwhelming feeling of anxiety, like sympathetic anxiety, I think, for you guys. And then the interview happened, and... I don't think you guys did as poorly as you think you did.
Yeah, right.
Hey, I just heard the Dave Mason interview, and that was the biggest natural disaster in the state of Michigan's history.
Good one.
The interview with Dan Mason was hysterical. I have never laughed that hard in my life. It was perfect.
Hey,
Bentley. Definitely need more Bentley on the show.
I don't think so. Get him out of here.
Hey, guys, got an audio separated at birth. The fake Walmart fart and Cardi B's video when she took a dump. You have to watch the Rolling Stones on YouTube. They have a commercial for Rice Krispies.
Rice Krispies!
I'm flipping through the station and I find this turd walking over Volcano on a tightrope, but he's tethered. That's not any fun. I want to see this guy fall to his fiery death, 1,800 feet.
I can't believe
below
they didn't
into the
point
volcano.
It out. It was never
but
pointed
he's
out.
Be pussy and be tethered.
He was also a coward.
Like it or not, it's over.
Goodbye.
And I will say that our call to the hospital yesterday. That didn't sound like a call center in India.
I don't know why you thought it was a call center.
Why would they have, when you're trying to reach, that was to reach patient, wasn't it?
Yeah.
A patient in the hospital.
Yes. I clicked many buttons to get there.
He mentioned the Rolling Stones thing, and it reminded me, I got an email, and I actually went back and forth with this guy a couple times. He was interested in the Rolling Stones performance and where did it come from, and he had seen John Lennon singing Your Blues with Keith Richards playing bass and Eric Clapton playing lead guitar. And Lennon's playing rhythm.
Yep.
And Mitch Mitchell from Jimi Hendrix, it's Your Blues. Actually, you can find it. It's from the Rolling Stones Circus.
Yeah.
And so I wrote him back. He's like, what was the occasion for these guys? This is Woodstock. It wasn't Woodstock. But anyway, and I told him it was the Rolling Stones Circus, which they shot in 1967, I believe it was. Or 68? Yeah, it was 68 because Your Blues is from the White Album. And John Lennon was there. The Who was there. Jethro Tull was there.
Whoa.
And they had these...
Such a good song.
Yeah, it's a great song. And, I mean, the song is fairly new. The Beatles didn't play live in 68. The song never even played live.
love the pants.
I know. The clothes are really cool then.
Girl, you know the reason why.
If you like the Beatles, you will love this band called Nickelback.
This thing starts jamming if you go ahead about a minute.
I can't believe how adorable Keith Richards is back then.
I know, he looks really good. And Clapton just starts jamming.
Girl, you know the reason why.
Eric Clapton, who famously did not appear on Dave Mason's debut album.
Black cloud crossed my mind. Blue mist around my soul. Feel so suicidal. Even hate my rock and roll. I'm
like, yeah!
Wanna die.
Scooby-dooby.
If I am dead already. Woo! Girl, you know the reason why.
Here we go, Eric. Eric!
Eric! Eric!
Slow down.
He thought that Keith Richards seemed kind of subdued on this.
Uh-huh.
And he is reduced to playing bass. Which I thought he played pretty well, actually. It's a nice bass line. Keith nailed it, but, you know, Eric Clapton's up there, so.
Right.
What's Clapton going to do?
You can't waste Clapton.
So, anyway, there's a lot
sounds
of...
Sounds like a number one hit tune, all right.
It's a great tune. And you know what? Even though they never played live, and Lennon played one, I believe, once live or a couple times live, he played at Chrysler Arena with the 10 for 2 concert for John Sinclair.
Right.
And he played a charity concert with, I think it was David Peel's band, The Elephant's Memory. And it was a charity thing at Madison Square Garden. And that's the only concert he did after the Beatles. He played 3 songs with Elton John when he lost a bet in 1974. And in 69, he played the live piece in Toronto concert with Clapton, Klaus Voormann, and I think Alan White was on drums, and he played Your Blues at that too. So,
wow.
There you go. That's all I talk about. New Wave Natalie, it really got something going when she gave the list of great New Wave songs that you never hear on radio. And so I just keep getting these. It's like every other day it seems like one comes in. Let's see. Oh, Dramarama. Anything, anything. And... the person mentioned, I think they mentioned it's a New Jersey band, and they were on VH1's Bands Reunited in 2003, which is hilarious, because I remember Dramarama, and I think Natalie mentioned them too, New Wave Natalie. I don't know, you remember this song, Trudy? Anything,
yeah,
anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is it tonight?
Wow. We need the playlist. Where's Natalie's playlist?
I have it. I can dig it up.
Dig it up.
Yeah.
Doesn't do anything.
There are so many good New Wave songs that are just... they never get played in the radio.
Yeah.
No. And I don't know... I'm sorry, because you work in classic rock. But what is it? Why is classic rock... why are there so many tracks... this is another thing that I would love to get a collection of... great classic rock tracks that never get played. And last night I was watching a video and I started reading the comments, and I swear it seemed like every third comment was, why isn't this ever played on the radio anymore? And it was McCartney Jr.'s Farm, which is kind of a rockin' tune.
Yeah.
It was just a single. It wasn't on an album, and it was a top 5 song, I think, in 74.
McCartney.
It was a rockin' tune. Why wouldn't that get a little play in classic rock? And none of this new wave ever gets played. I got a few people who were just over the moon excited to hear that Johnny Thunders has a documentary. The funny thing is, the documentary's been out since 2014, and I just saw it. Doesn't mean it wasn't good.
No.
He's got a... I think Paul definitely voted for a high bass line in the song. It's really loud.
You know, it's funny, Drew. This is a remastered one, so maybe cranked it even more.
Could have. Yeah, I don't. I never remember it being this loud. Are you watching the video?
No.
He had a 21-year-old guitarist named Jimmy McCullough who died of a drug overdose, tragically, after quitting Wings. And I think Paul punched him backstage once because he didn't want to play an encore. It's like, are you fucking kidding me?
Paul punched him?
Yeah, Paul punched him.
Wow.
What a punch in the face.
You know what I think my theory is about some of those?
Cue up, if you can find this one, somebody mentioned the bongos, Numbers with Wings. Wait, yeah. The bongos.
Here it comes, Jimmy.
Oh, what did you say, Trudy? I'm sorry.
I think when there were great rock and roll songs that were, you know, kind of eclectic being played, it's because there was no other station to tune to. If it was unfamiliar to you.
Or a streaming device.
You sat through it because, you know, what else were you going to listen to when it was kind of when rock stations were new. Yeah. So there was only one per city, pretty much.
As soon as it got corporate and rock was a money-making format,
it just got
shallower and shallower. The track list got smaller.
Right. And more competition in the same market also.
And nobody plays this great Jersey band called the Bongos! Numbers with Wings. Crank it up. My soul is like I think they had a bad video on MTV, too, for about 5 minutes.
Now, they're considered power pop, not new wave, according to their Wikipedia page.
Yeah. There are a lot of bands that objected to being called new wave or punk. Then here's another good one. Remember Wall of Voodoo?
Yeah.
Mexican radio.
You were listening to the shit out of them the other day.
Cue up Wall of Voodoo, Ring of Fire, the Johnny Cash song.
Did they do that song?
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
Oh, but I love Ring of Fire too.
Interesting suggestion.
Whoa,
Stan Ridgway.
I want to set the world on fire.
They played this at the US Festival. They opened their set with this at the US Festival.
Wow.
Come on,
while we're young. One note's all you need.
Video is a head trip. Love the guitar.
And then Stan's voice.
Oh, wow. It's a burning thing. And it makes a fiery ring. I was bound by wild desire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames got higher.
Baby, won't you light my fire?
The ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
And then somebody wanted me to send this to New Wave Natalie. Do you remember when Stan Ridgway from Wall of Voodoo got together with Stuart Copeland of the Police?
Stuart?
No. Don't Box Me In?
Oh, Don't Box Me In.
Yeah, I think MTV played it.
Yeah.
It was a pretty good track, actually. Stan Ridgway, you know, when I think of Wall of Voodoo, and I even sent Natalie, I said, Natalie, do you know any of these Wall of Voodoo songs? She goes, I know Mexican radio, which I was like, Natalie only knows Mexican radio? I'm shocked. But yeah, this track got some traction. Probably because of Stuart Copeland.
Stuart. It's got the kooky pacing of Mexican radio.
Yeah, it's simply got the voodoo,
yeah,
the voodoo feel
voodoo,
to it.
Yep. You are, I'll run and follow right behind you.
Huh.
You are, I'll come and I won't remember.
Wait, I'm almost done.
What does Stan Ridgway do now?
You know, I should have. Most of these people, I just look them up because I'm dying to know if they're still doing anything.
Yeah. Is he related to Gary Ridgway?
That's the Seattle killer, right? The Green River killer? No, I don't think Gary and Stan are. Maybe Gary was in the band. Who knows?
I'm a genius, too. Let's go, huh?
But you probably heard me. I'll come back to it. Let's see. What was the other one? Translator. Someone asked about Unalone, which is a song I knew very well. They had about 5 seconds on MTV with a song called You're Everything and I'm Not. But Unalone had a video, too, that was on MTV. And for a cool song, it was one of the dumbest fucking videos I've ever seen. Take a look at this video, Trudy.
I'm not watching it. It's just the sound.
Oh. But these guys rocked it.
Yeah, they're very power pop. Or, no.
It just sounds like 80s to me.
Yeah, they were new wavy. But yeah, power poppy too. They were good. They had an album called You're Everything and I'm Not. But my God, these new wave songs are just coming out of the woodwork.
You know, the thing about some of these songs too is when you hear them from having heard them, you know, like back during a formative time, you get an endorphin buzz from it.
Oh, I love so hearing cool. something I haven't heard in 30 years.
That's why people are so...
Break it up!
That's why people are so kind of passionate about that, because it's like, it feels good.
Yeah, I swear, I feel like I want to make a mixtape. I was so...
Blood is at my funeral!
Somebody mentioned the Buzzcocks. One of the great names, probably one of the better names this side of Vic Morrow's head or the Dead Kennedys, and Pete Shelley, who just Cock. Died. All right. Remember Pete Shelley?
Yeah.
Did Homo Sapien.
Shelley!
I love that song. That song.
Homo
awesome.
Sapien, yeah, that was a hit.
Yeah.
And the Buzzcocks were...
Shelley!
They were more punkers, but... they had some great tracks. Oh, Shit. Orgasm Addict. Why Can't I Touch It? The Buzzcocks were popular. I think they had some hits in the UK. And
just for once, find it all right for kicks. But now you find out that it's a habit that sticks on your orgasm addict.
Very white, straightish.
Yeah, really Jack White.
Play this at my funeral!
Oh, some of these guys are more punky, yeah. But I liked them.
You're orgasm addict.
I feel like some of these bands did not want to be played on radio. Judging by naming their song.
The punk bands were, you know, I was listening to the Sex Pistols. God, those songs had great hooks, though. Pretty Vacant and Anarchy in the UK and what's the Holiday song? They had 4 or 5 really good radio songs. Somebody mentioned Reckless Eric, and I was like, somebody remembers Reckless Eric? Had a track called Whole Wide World.
Eric!
It was on Stiff Records, and Stiff Records was like Sub Pop to new wave and punk in the UK in the mid-70s. They signed Ian Dury and the Blockheads, who have one of the coolest logos you'll ever see.
Drugs and Sex and Rock and Roll.
Yeah, and Hit Me With Your Rhythm Stick.
Mm-hmm.
Elvis Costello signed to Stiff Records when he was nobody. Nick Lowe was a nobody, signed to Stiff Records, and Reckless Eric. And Reckless Eric actually had a pretty nice hit with
Eric!
Whole Wide World. And Stiff Records was... You remember Stiff Records, don't you?
I do remember Stiff Records. I don't remember Reckless.
Stiff Records had tours where they would put, like, Elvis, Nick...
All their artists on.
And Ian Dury and, you know, Reckless Eric or whoever. But they had a pretty solid roster. And I think most of those guys moved on from Stiff. And I don't know what happened to Stiff Records.
What a stupid voice.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I was kind of surprised. It was a fairly big song.
I know.
I thought Reckless Eric was a pretty cool name. Because I pictured this completely nutty guy just falling off the stage and knocking the microphones over.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there were a few others. But anyway, I mean, it's cool getting these old remnants of, I mean, some of these bands were just... They were big for just this little tiny window and one song or two tracks. And some of them are still together. That's what I can't believe.
Yeah.
And I'd forgotten that, Dramarama is from Jersey. I just thought they were British or something. I don't know. They just seemed cooler than... And not that Jersey's bad. And then to see they were on Bands Reunited on VH1, it's like, what? Who would reunite Dramarama. Although I liked them. I mean, it just seemed like a... They must have been short on bands to reunite.
Yeah, they had to reunite someone.
And I watched some of those shows. Did anybody see any of those shows?
No.
VH1 had... I thought they had some really good shows that I totally missed and went back and watched or saw them on reruns. And Bands Reunite is one of those shows that... It's really not a very good show, but the premise is so kind of goofy that it's kind of fun. Like, they reunited The Alarm.
Oh, yeah.
And... I'd forgotten. And The Alarm. I love The Alarm.
Yeah, I've seen that.
The Alarm were pretty big. They got airplay.
Yeah, they got mentions.
What was their big space. Track? Rain in the Summertime? Love to hear the rain in the summertime.
I think your memory is better than mine.
See if you can find Rain in the Summertime. Yeah, crank that sucker.
All right.
But the lead singer, and those guys are Irish, I think. I think they toured with you too.
Oh. Well, that's a sure way not to get played on radio then. Touring with you too.
They got some airplay. This song got played.
They're Welsh.
Oh, they're Welsh. Okay. Well, anyway, the lead singer announced on stage in '91 that this is my last show.
Oh,
because they disagreed about something and just said, I'm out of the band. And most of the songs were written by him. So maybe we talked about this in the show, but I think it's 13 years later, VH1 goes, let's reunite The Alarm on Bands Reunited. So they go to Mike Peters, the lead singer, and he's like, I feel kind of bad about it. And then they go to the other three guys who all have straight jobs. One of them's working in like a prosecutor's office and, you know, they didn't seem like they were doing all that well, but they're like, well, yeah, it'd be great to play with The Alarm one more time. And they reunited. And of course, they're all just ragging the shit out of Mike Peters, which was funny because they were laughing about it. And they fucking wailed.
Really?
I'm trying to think of that song that crowd went apeshit over, 68 Guns or 68 something.
Wasn't this? Oh, yeah, there's 68 Guns.
68 Guns, yeah. Their fans are really intense.
They couldn't get one more gun?
Unfortunately, they couldn't do it.
69.
Thank you, Trudy.
But, you know, The Alarm played, I think now they're called Mike Peters Alarm. They played the Magic Bag like 3 years ago.
I mean, The Alarm's a cool name. Mike Peters Alarm, not so much.
I don't know if he owned the name. I think he went out as Mike Peters, and that just doesn't work as well because The Alarm had actual hit records.
That's like an alarm clock.
And these other guys had...
I'm just thinking of an alarm going, here comes Mike Peters! Heads up, everybody! So stupid.
And not only did he break up the band on stage, but he wouldn't give us an interview when they did the Magic Bag. So,
right.
I don't know. But I love his voice. Him. Great singer. So, anyway.
Mark and Jim and I will do that interview later.
Well, as long as he wants to participate, it'll be fine.
I don't apologize.
Don't apologize for him.
I know.
He didn't help it out either.
How did you know I was playing Wall of Voodoo, Mark?
Because you were playing it like crazy.
But how did you know it was Wall of Voodoo? I wouldn't think you would have any idea what Wall of Voodoo sounds like.
Pretty recognizable voice.
Oh, Stan.
Sound. Yeah.
I
don't even think you played Mexican radio. Yeah, you did. You played Ring of Fire. Because I remember thinking in my head going, that's a weird cover.
Bullshit.
Did I play?
I was fine.
Did I play? Wait, what's that song?
You're playing a ton of them.
Can't Make Love?
I don't know.
Well, I can't make love to the girls in this city because the girls say I will use them. Stan, Stan's got his own style. I'd like to find out where Stan is, man.
Wait, Mike Peters is saying, oh no, I'm sorry. Between 2011 and 2013, he was the vocalist for Big Country.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because the singer in Big Country killed himself.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
What's his name? Adamson?
Yep.
Stuart Adamson.
Start.
And in a Big Country, that was that stage where people frequently, their first album was their first track was their name.
Yeah.
Like Bad in Company. A Big Country by Big Country from Big Country, their first LP.
Talk Talk by Talk Talk from the album Talk Talk.
Bad Company from Bad Company from the Bad Company album. Yeah. I don't know.
Didn't Mr. Mister do a song, Mr. Mister? I don't know.
Did they? I don't remember.
Wang Chung by Wang Chung on Wang Chung.
Yeah, everybody Wang Chung tonight. Ugh. See, I like Dance Hall Days. That was a great new wave song.
Yeah, and not overplayed.
And Oh, they did a cool soundtrack, too. To Live and Die in L.A.
That's right.
That's a great song.
That is a good song.
I think there's bagpipes on this, man.
One of the rare bagpipe songs.
What, this and Come On Eileen? Isn't that the other bagpipe?
That's Dexys.
Yeah.
Midnight Runners.
Dexys. God, that video is great. That yes. famous video. And Dexys were huge in the U.K. Here, I only remember the one song.
Oh, I thought you meant the drug, because I'm like...
No, Dexys, Midnight Runners, Come On Eileen.
Man, yeah.
But they had a lot of tracks over there. Hey, Michigan's playing, eh?
Yeah, John Beilein's in the house. He got a huge applause, too, when they showed him.
Even though he's calling black people thugs?
Yeah, apparently. There he is. They just showed him right now. There he is.
Oh, yeah. Hey, this is B's looking good.
They just showed him. Oh, there's Harbs. With Al Glick.
He says he's like chewing Glick. The crap out of that gun.
Because he's about to be canceled for Dr. Anderson.
And Harbaugh?
Yeah.
Why would Harbaugh?
He's canceled. He knew. He's on the team.
If anything, he's a survivor of Dr. Anderson. And then, Muhammad,
canceled.
Muhammad Ali Abdul-Rahman is there, too.
By the way.
Which I'm going to indulge myself here. Did you see the night Caris LeVert had the other night in the pros?
Oh, no, I didn't. I know he's playing.
37 points in the fourth quarter. Scored over 50.
What?
He had 51, yeah.
And
Duncan Robinson is just lighting the world. Hey.
Exactly.
Duncan Robinson is lighting the world on fire and he's going to set NBA records.
I don't think that's the big story about Michigan.
Duncan Robinson?
Yes.
The white guy?
Yes, Drew. He's
what do you mean records? What kind of records?
Find the story. Three-pointers. He's been shooting a shitload of three-pointers.
But he didn't even make that many in Michigan. I mean, he made some.
Robinson, yeah, he did.
Well, not that many.
Most three-pointers by any player in either of his first two NBA seasons. Most three-pointers by maybe. Can I have anything? He's already tied the league record for most three-pointers by an undrafted player in a season.
Is Caris LeVert, I mean, is he an all-star now?
I don't think so, just because the East is...
I mean, why did he score 37 points in the fourth quarter? Was he just got off? Or is he playing really well?
He was getting really good, and then he hurt. Was it his ankle? Remember that?
He was hurt a lot in college in his first year in the league, I think.
I care. Jerk.
But, okay, you can hit the outro, man, and we should get out of here.
You guys.
I don't know how I made it through 2 hours and 36 minutes today.
Oh, it's this late.
I'm sweating profusely.
Zoobs is already asleep at home. He's already tucked in
Where's
bed.
Where's Zoobs?
He's asleep. It's 8 o'clock.
I swear to God, I turn and I go, wait, he's not here, and I didn't even know he left.
Trudy, is he already asleep, do you think?
What time is it?
It's 6 to 8.
Oh, no. He's got the insulin to administer to... Spike.
That's the last thing he does before he goes to bed?
Yes.
Okay. He will be asleep, though, before
Sturman comes. He's better to give the cat insulin.
No, he has to give the cat insulin first.
At the same time every day?
Yes.
Well, I definitely was not instructed appropriately. I may have shortened Ned's life by
you did.
A matter of days.
You're complicit in Ned's death.
Yes.
No, I think I went away for the weekend, and I was who's going to... Because giving shots to a cat is not something anybody wants to do.
I feel guilty because Julie and I have to IV our cat twice a week, and today's an IV night, and I'm probably going to be late getting home, so...
Well, they told me just give him a shot when you leave on Friday, give him a shot when you first come home on Sunday, and no big deal.
Wow,
you have fleece. You have fleece by that bed.
I mean, if I can be an hour off on my medication, I think the cat can manage. I mean, I forget to take shit. In fact, I need to take stuff for this mess I have right now. I forgot.
Go take your.
I'll be here Monday somehow. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, great UM news today. Dr. Anderson's victims were joined by the Nassar victims.
You don't have enough time.
They had a joint press conference. Why? Just thought everybody would be happy to hear that. The two schools getting together.
Right.
All right, have a great weekend. We'll see.
It's the weekend.